All right, yo. Welcome, one and all, to Default Radio. I'm your host, Decoder. Today's date is March 26th, 2004. This is episode 19 of Default Radio. And I'm joined here, of course, with Doug, the engineer. Say what's up, man.
Hey, what's up?
My co-host.
Not Theory. What's up, motherfuckers?
That's right. And we got a special guest today. And no, it's not Lucky for all those who, all those Lucky fans out there. Screw you, he's never coming back, that guy. Fuck him. But we got an even more special guest.
Special as in short bus special?
Oh yeah, like the short bus. The stank dizzle.
And the hizzle, biatch.
That's right, motherfucker. That's right, baby.
Can I be all Ebonic tonight?
Oh yeah, you know what? We're all going to be all Ebonics. This is fucking all hacking, all Ebonics.
Oh, no.
I don't want to...
All right, I'm going to leave now.
Yeah, not Theory's going to leave. Actually, how long are you sticking around not Theory? An hour?
Something like that. Right, I may actually come back afterwards. I'm just going to run out and do
something. Well, this is going to be... You know what? We might go long. Just for everyone listening out there right now, we might go long tonight. You never know. We might go real long.
Woot!
You never know. But I'm about to smoke spark up a cigarette because, Seriously, kids? Cigarettes make you cool. I don't know what anybody else says. Fuck them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah,
don't forget cigarettes make you smart, too.
They make you smart. They make you cool, sexy, fucking everything, man.
They want you.
Hell yeah. The chicks fucking want you like crazy when you're sitting there with a cigarette in your hand. It's easy to pick up chicks like that. They always come up, yo, can I get a cigarette? You're like, yeah, sure, baby. Why don't you see it after later, until afterwards?
Shit.
But anyway, we got a lot of shit tonight for Default Radio. I hope everybody's been listening to Default Daily, the horrible daily version offshoot of this show, which, of course, you know, people could listen to on 206-736-1234. And I hope, you know, that people didn't forget that we do have our own Default Radio voicemail at 484-DEFAULT. I hope people didn't, you know, maybe forgot about that shit or something. By the way, Doug...
Doug is not here.
Oh, fucking Doug. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, we lost the engineer already.
Hey, you know what? You guys need a fucking default phone book to keep up with all the damn numbers you give out.
Wow, you're like the second person to say that. Well, you know what? Just like I told the last person, I'm going to say it to you. You could go listen to all the episodes.
Oh, no.
And keep a log of all the phone numbers. We're not going to do it.
Nah, look.
You can put them on the webpage, though.
Nick, we'll put up a new section or something. We'll see if Nick will be up for that.
Well, we have the section. We have the phone book section, but all that's in there is an unrelated scan of Georgetown University that I did. It's all that's there. And to start, you could call up a lot of elevator phones. That's really all that's in there.
Maybe we should do some of that tonight.
Well, we will. You'll see. We're going to do a lot of shit. But I wanted to start off the show... I wanted to start off with some emails, because you know what? I was asking last week why people never sent emails, you know? Nobody was sending us emails. And fucking this week, man, I got enough emails for like two shows.
Out of the woodworks, right?
Yeah, and you know what that means, right? That I'm not going to get emails again for like a month, but whatever. You know, I take what I can get. See that people actually care a little bit, I think. But the first email that I got here... It's from Hasselhoff. And, you know, I've seen Hasselhoff around. I don't know if he's the actual David Hasselhoff.
He's looking for work now. He wants to come on the show.
Maybe. If he is the real David Hasselhoff, he could be on in a second. Star of Knight Rider and Baywatch, two of the best shows ever on television. Come on.
Definitely.
But this might be a different Hasselhoff, the evil Hasselhoff, I think. But he sent an email, and it reads, I sent you silly fuckers an email last week, and then you go and say you did not receive any. What's up with that? I'm guessing that you didn't receive it, in quotes, because I sent it to the box that Doug checks, and it basically said that your pre-recorded show kind of sucks cock, not unlike your gay engineer Doug. And apparently Doug is too much of a little bitch to read that shit on the air. You are not shit without Lucky. Well, that's someone's sentiments. We're not shit without Lucky. And he also says, do you know where I can, or he asks, I'm sorry, he asks, do you know where I can go listen to more of Majestic and Lucky's new show? Well, there isn't really going to be any more of Majestic and Lucky's new show. Sorry to inform you of that. But then he admits he's kidding, and he says, I don't think Doug is too much of a little bitch. In fact, if I was a gay little bitch, I would probably totally dig you, Doug. Dig you dug. That's pretty funny. You guys are the shite. Oh, there's that word again.
Hey, what's up with shite?
I don't know. It's the shite.
No.
Yeah,
it is.
Shizzle, shiznit, yes.
Not shite?
No, shite is not acceptable. No.
All right, well, he says he loves the show, but it was better when you guys did the live stream. Well, guess what, motherfucker?
We're back.
We is live and in full effect. And P.S., the Tron song was funny as all hell. That's right, you bitch, I am Tron. And yeah, you know what, that was a funny song, and he asked if it will be up for download, and you know what, when Doug gets around to doing that, if Doug's out there listening, since he's not on here anymore, maybe
yeah,
he'll get around to making that. We did, didn't we threaten to have an 85-minute Aphex Twin remix?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, I can't wait.
Been approached by Timbaland and Jay-Z to do remixes, too, so that's in the works.
It's coming. It's because there's going to be actual rapping on the song, I heard, actually. I heard. And we also got another email from a guy named Lister, who got a new site up, www.whymassmediasucks.com. I'll tell you fucking why. You know why mass media sucks?
Why?
Because we're not on it. That's why.
Were you ever going to be on it?
Oh, yeah. No, never. The FCC will shut me down in like a fucking split second. Who just dropped?
No, I joined.
Oh, you joined. Doug, what's up? You're back.
Yeah, cell phones, you know.
Back in full effect. Well, I forgot what I wanted you for, so you can get the fuck out of here again.
Well, no, I was listening to the Tron song, that's all.
Oh, okay. You were listening to the Tron song. All right.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
I forgot, man. Now I forget. Fuck you, man. I'm trying to read emails here, and I'm having a hard time, you know. Hooked on Ebonics didn't work for me.
Well, you got to back up because you were reading an email about Doug being a little bitch, and I think you should at least get to hear it.
Yeah, I mean, Doug, did you read that email, right?
Yeah.
That you're a little bitch? What's your, do you have any comments on that?
He is 100% right.
You're a gay little bitch.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's good that you admit it finally, because you never admitted it. Now it's a milestone on this. What is this? What did
so
I say?
So let's move on.
All right, we have to move on. All right. Well, Lister from Why Mass Media Sucks. He says he just started a site which is going to feature hacking-related news stories from the mass media where the reporter shows ignorance and lack of knowledge. Well, fucking, you're not going to have any trouble finding that, right? He says, such as your average news report involving hackers. And it would be great if we could mention on the show and in your magazine. Well, we're not going to ever have a magazine again, so we'll mention it here. So everybody, yeah, why mass media sucks? I know why, but, you know, go find out why. And then we got another email from, I can't even say this name. Like, he didn't leave a handle, so whatever. I'm not going to say his handle because I can't even say it. But he just says, we want Lucky back, motherfuckers. Call 1-800-ASS-FUCK. I don't know. Doug, do you want to call 1-800-ASS-FUCK?
Oh, you still know what that's going to be.
It's going to be prawn, but whatever. I just want to, maybe it's like this guy's lead shit.
Direct to Lucky's house.
Right? Lucky's personal aid.
All right, then.
We don't want to call ASS-FUCK? All right, whatever.
Let's call it.
Nobody wants to call ASS-FUCK.
I'll
not theory, call it.
All right, call ASS-FUCK, not theory.
Is this still a phone show or not?
No.
Not a phone about technology, phones, freaking.
No, this song is about, like, this song. This show is about me coming on here and just, like, cursing. That's it.
About 13-year-old girls.
I just hope I can keep that going tonight. Baby, you've got all the right number.
I've been sitting here just waiting to get you off. Well, look, they're sitting there waiting to get us off. What have we been waiting for?
All right, dude. That's the show. Goodbye.
Yeah, right? We're about to get some phone sex action going on, so we got to go.
Yeah, that's pretty lame shit.
Yeah, well, he wanted us to call 800-ASS-FUCK. Well, he wants Lucky back. That's the second email. You know, I'm starting to think...
That's it?
No, I'm starting to think that that was from Lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking it was from Lucky. I don't know. It could have been.
Well, come on, out of 300 listeners, we only got 2 emails.
No, I got more emails. What are you talking about?
No, I mean with Lucky, wanting Lucky back.
Oh, yeah, right. No, I get a lot of shit. I've only gotten one person that ever said that they thought Lucky was a dick and didn't want him back. So whatever. He's never coming back anyway. But, I got another email from this guy, Bobby, who says, good fucking job. You say that a lot. Well, yeah, no fucking shit, bro.
Thanks for the fucking compliment.
All right. Good one, Captain Obvious. Fucking awesome show. Keep it up. I've always been into computers, but never into this stuff, which I guess he means phones. Until now. And it's like all these...
He means saying the word fuck.
Yeah, right. I've never been into this stuff. Just getting on the radio and saying fuck all the time. Well, once I read about the orange box, just for the hell of it, now I'm studying my ass off about this stuff. I'll probably move on like always, but you guys inspire me for now. LOL, the end. All right, well, thanks for the email, Bobby. Hope you know you don't move on like you say you will. Guy must have, like, ADD or something. He's going to just, like, give it up.
He's giving up before he started.
Yeah, right. Admits he's going to give up.
Thanks for keeping my interest for 3 days. I'll be moving on afterwards, so
yeah.
You can fuck off after that.
Well, you know, for some reason, I don't fucking know why, I need another cigarette, which I'm going to do right now. Just to remind you kids that smoking is good for you, man.
It's bad for you.
It energizes me. It's like a fucking, it's like a boost of energy straight into your lungs.
Very bad for you.
It's great.
The influence of Dakota are not the influence of the Default Radio Corporation.
No, they are. The views of me are the views of Default. I already said that many a time. But, you know, I want to read this email, because this is my favorite email right here. This is going to be fucking lead. Because this is from Twirls, and he fucking has a real fucking cool idea. And basically, I'm actually just going to read it out. It says, I've gone through the trouble of getting about 10 hours built up on a PhoneHog card, and I want to give it to the community. And since it's through PhoneHog, this is what he's going to do. He's going to take the log of all the numbers that everybody calls and puts it into a text file so that all, like, the fucking numbers that we find interesting, you know, that we're going to call up with this PhoneHog card, that everybody could fucking see those numbers and screw around with them. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to give out this card number.
Let's call Lucky.
Yeah, right.
Don't call your grandma with that card.
Yeah, exactly. What I'm going to stress is don't call, like, your friends and shit. This is for strictly for freaking purposes. Of course, opt divert to it, because if you don't know, I'm going to tell you right now. With PhoneHog, if you call the 800 number direct, you can view your number, like, on their website and shit. You could check out your account, and you could view, you know, your own number calling into that. So many people have been owned by using other people's PhoneHog cards. What you want to do is you want to opt divert. If you don't know how to do it, the easiest way is to pick up your landline and dial 1010-2880, wait for the prompt, and dial the 800 number. If you have AT&T on your landline, you just dial 00, and same thing, wait for the prompt, and dial the 800 number. If you can't do that, call your fucking operator and say, look, I'm special, I'm slow, I'm retarded, I can't dial this number, my fingers are broken, they got chopped off in a horrible accident, whatever. Whatever you want to make of, you can't dial the number, you want the op to do it for you, op diverting. And basically, I'm just going to read off the number. The 800 number to dial for the PhoneHog card, the access number is 800-382-9980. 800-382-9980. And the PIN number, when you get the pens out, you know what I'm saying, is 138-445-5845. Once again, that number, 138-445-5845. So like I said, opt divert to it. Twirls, this is a fucking awesome fucking idea. He's going to get all the numbers that people call with this shit and put into a text file. This is going to be fucking dope. I know I'm going to call up some fucking weird numbers so that people could check them out in there. You know what I'm saying? And there's another email from this guy named Stank Dog. I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Oh, what did this tard have to say?
I don't know, but he has his real name in here. I should read it off. It's Stankford Doggington. And
snapping a whole show.
What does it say? Okay, maybe you should read it, Stank. Because I kind of like imagine your voice like when I'm reading this. But what did you say in this email? The stuff about alt.freaking. Basically, you pointed out how we were doing the segment last week. Strom Carlson actually came up with the segment answering dumb shit off of alt.freaking, which I think was a brilliant fucking idea that we're going to do it.
It was the best thing we've ever done on this show.
Yeah, that was so fucking awesome. But I guess Stank was listening.
People
and,
just dig the sound effects.
What?
People just dig my sound effects.
Oh, yeah, you got the lead sound effects. Hell, yeah. But I guess, Stank, you were listening to that show, apparently.
Right.
And
actually, you know what? I got to say, I'm doing it completely back-asswards because I got caught up at work. I missed a few episodes. I'm going backwards. So I started with 18, and I'm going backwards.
Oh, and you're going back? Yeah. You know, I missed a few episodes myself. But we were talking about the 950 numbers, and do they still exist? And Google Groups, you know, when you go for the fucking Usenet shit, when you go through Google, they give you these fucking ads. And they're obviously tailored with, like, keywords or some shit, you know what I'm saying? And or what the hell did you say in here, since I lost my place? God damn it. Motherfucker. But anyway, the point is that when you looked at the the topic 950 numbers. Do they still exist? It gave you ads about Jesus. And obviously they were taking the words like, you know, exist and everything else, still exist. And apparently it just, Google fucking wanted to tell you about Jesus. Yeah, that's what you say right here. The words does and exist. And it assumed that you're reading about God and sent you Bible ads. Like one right here. Why was Christ crucified? Discover the facts about Jesus. Truthful answers for seekers. And that's at passionofchrist.com.
On the next default radio.
Yeah, now I'm doing the next one. Understanding God. Who is God? What is he like? Is God totally unknowable? Biblehelp.org.
You know, we should find out if they have a number and call Passion of Christ and ask them why they're associated with a freaking news group.
We should. They might not like it. I was just trying to find out if I could hack fucking 950 numbers like the 80s and shit.
See this last one on here? It's whoisiam.com.
Oh, yeah, who is I am? Well, wasn't God like...
Goose rhyme or something.
Isn't that what he said in the Bible? I've read a little bit of the Bible. Isn't that what he said?
I don't know.
I am. I've read a lot of the Bible, as a matter of fact. I think that's what he refers to himself as. So, yeah, how can I personally accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior? I don't know. Read alt.freaking.
Yeah, just visit alt.freaking for the answer.
That's it. Alt.freaking. And, okay, here's one from Gray Area. Now, Gray Area has been leaving a lot of voicemails in the default daily, whatever that fucking thing is called. You know, people really didn't like it when I did the... I left a conf on there, like 20 minutes of a conf. And we gave out some good info, but people really did not like that idea. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to do about that. But he got a question, actually. And, God, I'm fucking losing it here. He says he remembers a long time ago that his brother made some shit where he could talk over FM radio. And he would ask him what the hell he did, but he won't talk anymore. Is there a way to do this that you know of? Well, not theory. I'm going to let you field that. Because you know what that is, right?
Yeah.
It's like the karaoke thing. Don't karaoke machines do that? Where you tune in your FM dial to something?
Yeah, there's some of them. Usually you tune into a really low station, like 88.1 or 87.9, like something as low as it could possibly go.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could transmit on FM stations. Usually the stuff you get for karaoke is super low power. You're not going to be able to hear... yourself very far at all.
Well, I've never purchased a karaoke machine.
I saw one badass FM transmitter on Tech TV the other day. I'm going to look for it.
Well, that's what you want.
$600.
You want an FM transmitter?
There is a company called Broadcast Warehouse, broadcastwarehouse.com. You can go there and you can buy FM transmitters.
Back in the days, right? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but back in the days before everybody had CD players stock in their car, didn't they have the, when you would try to hook it, you... How the fuck did they used to work? I'm trying to think back.
They had an FM modulator.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they had back in the days.
It would plug in between your antenna, and when you turn on the CD player, then it would transmit over one of these stations. But
yeah, like 87.5 or some bullshit.
But that's even lower power because it's hooked directly up. I mean, Broadcast Warehouse, you can buy a fucking 300-watt stereo FM transmitter.
So that's what you want, Gray Area. That's where you want to go.
Yep. There's a couple others, but whatever. Go to Broadcast Warehouse, and if you don't like what they've got, then... I'm sure that if you email one of us, that we'll point you to someplace.
Well,
yeah, we'll hook
Razzie Electronics.com has a good one here that's $259.
What's the name of the website?
Ramsey Electronics.com.
Spell that.
RamseyElectronics.
Yeah, we know electronics, .com. $259, you said it costs?
Yeah, it's a Super Pro FM. Let me see how many meters it goes.
Is that like from Hacking with Ramsey?
Yeah, right. I think he spells it different.
Ramsey.
Now, Ramsey Electronics is pretty reputable, but sometimes some of their kits do weird shit.
Really?
I don't know how much power this thing has, but I don't think it's
I sent you the link there.
It's probably 1 watt, I would say.
Well, no, because they demonstrated on Tech TV, and I think it was gone for about a couple months because they were using it in fields and stuff. And they're saying it's not illegal, but it's only legal, like, at a certain amount.
Yeah, they have the standard version, and they have the high-power export only.
Yeah.
Which the export only is probably 1 watt. The standard one is probably like half a watt or a quarter watt.
Yeah, and someone was telling me with a like you only go like 20 meters or something with FM, but someone was telling me on AM you can go even farther with that without getting in trouble.
Yeah. Most definitely. But AM sucks, so
AM rocks.
That's all I listen to is AM.
I don't listen to music on the radio because it just sucks.
Yeah, right.
No, I listen to AM Radio Disney, man. That's where it's at.
AM Radio Disney?
For
yeah.
talk.
It's like 1500 or 1550, I think. I saw it on the side of some bus someday.
No shit.
Yeah. You got to dial into the radio highway advisory channel.
Oh yeah, you know that. Not there. Have you ever listened to the fucking highway thing in New York?
Nope.
You never have. I remember when I was sitting in traffic. As a matter of fact, for the fabled default episode 13, that was never released. That day, like on my way home, I was sitting in fucking traffic. Or no, on my way there, I was sitting in traffic, and I was listening to that station. And they were playing DTMF over it. Like, in between the broadcasts.
Yeah.
And I was just like, man, I ain't on the phone. What the fuck? But anyway.
I heard a rumor that that they have a system that they dial into. And when they dial, you know, certain codes at certain recordings, the beginning of the recording keeps the DTMF tone.
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to decode it, but I had no way. You know what I'm saying?
All right, decoder.
Fuck you, man.
WAM50.
Shut the fuck up.
Radio Disney over there in New York.
I don't want to listen to it. I'm going to stay away from that. I'm going to deprogram it from my fucking goddamn receiver. Anyway, Gray Area sends another email. And this, I'm not sure what he's asking in this one, because it seems like he was smoking a lot of drugs. But he says, what up, motherfuckers? I like the idea to read dumb shit off of Alt Out Freaking, and trust me, we do too, you know? And putting an end to stupid shit. I live in Arizona, smoke the chronic. By the way, always got the hook for the kind. Well, I know who I'm going to go see if I'm ever in Arizona. And he says he's been looking for voicemail box, and he's been looking for the voicemail box access line for cell phone providers. And he says he's found T-Mobile, Verizon, and Altel, but can't find Sprint. All right. Well, if he's talking about what I think he's talking about, which is the number that you dial in to check people's voicemail on a Sprint phone, that's going to be the area code in exchange 1111, which I think we talked about on the show before, as a matter of fact, when I was trying to spoof and try to get into Sprint boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be 1111. And he says he tried all of them but had no luck. Well, it's 1111, just like default. And he goes on to say, I hate when I'm trying to find out what number belongs to someone and have to call someone at the same provider, then hitting pound, then hitting the number. It's funny, though, I always set up people's voicemail but haven't set them up either. I was just jumping T-Mobile voicemail systems, and I literally found over 80 voicemail boxes that were on default. And, yeah, with T-Mobile, you're going to find those. You're going to find plenty on fucking default. Some people that haven't even set them up yet. And he gives out one number. I don't know if it still works anymore, but the number he gives out is 480-570-1134, which he says is some lawyer guy that he changed his voicemail to say, hi, I like to have sex with little boys, and I like it up my asshole, so please leave a message. And apparently the lawyer guy reset his password, but still left it on default. So,
mm-hmm.
Goes to show you know, people are going to get owned, and they still leave the shit on default. It happens every day.
Owned!
Exactly. And I got another email from this Stank Dog guy who was apparently trying to flood our email or something.
Before you go on, while you guys were blathering on something about phones and defaults and something,
yeah,
I took the opportunity to check out Radio Disney, and they have contact numbers. You can call and request a song. You can leave them voicemail. They have an 888 voicemail number.
Oh,
really?
God, we're calling it right.
You can call and request a song. Wait, not theory.
Yeah.
Call up and request
a
song.
They have,
call up and request a song.
Yeah.
Something by Deicide.
All right, hold on a second. What's the number? Give me the number.
It says. It's one of those letters. Let me figure it out. It's 1-888-EARS, E-A-R-S, 018.
Oh, come on. Give me a
number. So that's 3277, right?
3277-018.
All right.
Call it up.
It'd have to be one of their artists.
It's busy.
It'd have to be a Disney-owned artist, though.
Really?
What?
They would have to?
Yeah, because that's all they play is, like, Hillary Duff, Britney Spears, old Jessica Parker shit.
Well, let's fucking try to get Deicide played anyway.
Cause tell you what, Ministry.
That's busy. That's out of control.
Try the voicemail one?
Sure.
It's 1-888.
Yeah.
6245-018.
Mail 018?
Yep.
Weird. What's this 018?
I don't know.
Weird.
It had to be Aaron Carter, Backstreet Boys.
Deicide!
It's weird. It just immediately hung up on me.
They know you already.
Yeah, we can't leave a message. That's the It says you can wish someone a happy birthday, give her a view, find out what's cool, blah, 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 leave a message. It could be posted on RadioDisney.com or broadcast, so get your parents' permission before you call.
Wait, not there. Did you get your parents' permission?
Oh, that's why. Hold
that's
on.
Why it hung up on you, man.
They know you. Old flag.
Fucking, I don't
even, owns you.
You know, I don't want to talk about Disney. I fucking hate Disney. Can I just say that? Can I say that fucking Disney is like the fucking Antichrist?
It's okay. We're not owned by them, so go ahead. We're not ABC.
Yeah, right.
We're independent.
I fucking hate Disney, man. Every little thing about it, I fucking hate.
I like Mickey Mouse, that's it.
Except for Little Mermaid. I wanted to fuck her. And Pocahontas, she ain't too bad either. I'd throw her the cock.
I wanted to do Jasmine, I'm sorry.
I'd Pocahontas any day.
Hells yeah. Fuck that.
I was all about Jasmine.
Well, not there. Are we still trying to call Disney?
Let me give it another shot.
All right. One more time, then I don't want to hear nothing else about Disney for the rest of my life. All right, fuck them. Nobody's going to hear Deicide today on Radio Disney. Tough shit. Well, as I said, we got another email from Stank Dog, and I like this one for some reason.
That guy's a bitch.
Well, it reads, "Why the fuck doesn't anyone send in any email? I mean, fuck. What the fuck is fucking wrong with motherfuckers any motherfucking way?"
Yeah, that guy's rude.
That really fucking sucks. And yeah, I agree with that. That really fucking sucks. We got plenty today, though, so. Or this week, I mean. I'm sorry.
Please. You can tell this guy that we can do without the fucking vulgarity.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to hear this fucking shit anymore.
If it was rated G, Disney would want this show.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be on Radio Disney next week. Okay?
All right.
Disney will buy out Default Radio and turn it into, like, Sabrina the Teenage Radio host.
That'd be Doug.
I'm going to send them, like, an email being like, yeah, listen to our show. See if it's good for your
you knees. Should. You fucking should,
say.
Man.
Yeah, all right, hold on.
And he says, so Stank Dog goes on to write, anyway, I will fucking talk to you fucking later, so until next fucking time, keep up the great fucking work. Love, Stank motherfucking Dizog. Well, if I didn't know any better, I think that was a slam at my vocabulary stylings.
I had to hit my fuck quota for the show, though.
Right.
I told you this before, and we were talking, we need a fuck counter.
We really do. It'd be like...
Sit along at home, you can make a little Java applet, and you can sit on defaultradio.com and click on it every time each host, have one for each different person, and click on it and see who says the most.
It could be a drinking game.
And
yeah.
It'll be part of the show notes, too. It'll be a running part of the show notes every
people
time
will get
to see if we
drunk.
Can, like, beat our old records.
You know something? That can make a good drinking game at Hope.
It really could.
Ooh.
Oh, Stank just came up with a good idea. Every week we're having good ideas.
Owned!
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, we're gonna do a little recap at Hope. And
you know, that's what I used to do with, NWA records.
Hold on, you know, you guys, you know, seriously, that people aren't gonna make it through episode one. They're gonna be shit faced drunk on the floor before.
Hell, fucking yeah!
That's the whole point.
That's it. Is that what the drinking game about? If not getting drunk.
People will come in Sunday morning and find like 1,000 hackers passed out on the floor with the Fall Radio episode 19.
Yeah, right.
Dude, Walt Disney owns a lot of shit.
Yeah, Walt Disney is a fucking asshole. Can we stop talking about him?
We always knew Walt Disney owned a lot of things, but when you had to look
Walt
at their
Disney
site...
Shit, Will Eisner is a fucking asshole.
I thought they kicked him out.
I don't know what happened with that, actually. Lately,
yeah, I think he did leave,
but I don't
worry, Disney.
Yeah, let me tell you, Doug, can I just say this one last time?
Yeah.
I don't want to fucking hear about Disney anymore on this fucking show. All right?
But it's the happiest place on earth.
Oh, God. Well, we got one last email, and it's from Michael Eisner. No.
From me again, is
No. We got one more email from Code Monkey, and Code Monkey has some good info. He says that I've been listening to your older episodes of Default Radio, which, by the way, is a great show. Well, thanks, Code Monkey. And he heard us mention AutoZone. And he says, I know you are always on the lookout for new numbers, and here's a great one for AutoZone. Now, the number is 800, all right, this is fucking real deep, 800-866-6895. God, I'm losing my voice. I need more cigarettes. It's 800-866-6895. And you get a dial tone. And what you do is, from that dial tone, you get inside their interstore system. And you dial 777 and any store number. And he gives the example of 0992. And that's pretty fucking hot. I like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like being right in the store.
Are we calling this right now or what?
All
right,
well, can you quick look up a fucking AutoZone in hopefully on like the West Coast or something. I don't know where they are.
AutoZone in Hawaii, maybe?
If they have one in Hawaii, yeah. We can try this out right now. I don't know where they have them. Like, I know they just recently got them here. They have them in the Midwest. Thanks. They got them down there?
Absolutely.
Well,
didn't they get bought out there, like, discount? Did Discount Auto Parts buy them or something? Or they merged or something like that?
I don't know, because I never remember seeing them in New York, unless, you know, or the Northeast, but I remember seeing them back in the Midwest.
I can get you plenty of stores in California, but their store number?
Yeah.
Not on the list.
Oh, owned. Shit. How are we going to do this? Make something up?
That'll work.
All right, use the one he said, 0992.
Well, let's see. Let's hope the DTMF passing on this thing actually works.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We're going to try to call up the AutoZone. What's that?
Well, dial it.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Okay.
You got the numbers.
Didn't work.
Nope. What do you want me to dial? Let me give it a shot.
All right. From what it says here in the email, I haven't tried this yet. Because I just listed my emails today. It's 800-866-6895, and it says you get the dial tone and you dial 700-777 in any store number. Maybe you have to dial the 1. I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, I couldn't even hear your DTMF. Your DTMF sounded muted to me.
All right, you know what? It might be through this line.
All right, 700-777. What was the
0992? Because that's what he. That's the example he gave.
All right, let me give this a shot again.
And this is from Code Monkey, so.
Big shouts to Code Monkey.
Big shouts.
For many reasons.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, what the hell happened?
Check the number and dial again.
I don't know.
Did you dial the 1?
No, I'll try the 1 now.
Yeah, try it with the 1. Wait.
The number you have reached, 590.
Nice.
5122 has been disconnected.
What?
Well, that AutoZone apparently went into business.
1 2.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. Code Monkey got some fucking leech shizzle. That's fucking nice. That might have been the one, he probably worked at an AutoZone. That probably was the one he worked at and they shut down. Hope I'm not owning him by saying that.
Oh,
well, nothing about that was in the email, so I'm just, you know, just guessing. Oh, man. So, no, that's it for the fucking email, which we had a fucking lot of. Jesus Christ. We're never going to get email again for, like, 3 months. So, that's about it, man. It's all the email. It's all the email we got today.
Is that the show? Thank you. God bless. Good night.
Nah. I thought you had something to talk about, Stank.
Oh, I never have anything to talk about.
Oh, come on. What the fuck? Didn't you say you had something?
I have no idea.
What the fuck? You told me the other day that's the whole reason you wanted to be on. You were like, I want to go on. I want to, like, scream about something. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I do have something to fucking scream about. Hold on. Let me find this real quick. I'm not prepared. Phil, say fuck or something a few times.
Fuck.
Fuckers. Fucking fuckers.
How many people are streaming, by the way? Anybody have an answer for that?
How would any of us know?
No. I'm laying in bed. How would I know? What the fuck? I told everyone, I've said it before. I don't know if I've said it on the show, but I've definitely said it on multiple conferences, that I do this show naked. Like, I'm in bed. I'm fucking naked. I got my hand on my fucking cock. That's how I do the show.
Now everyone just disconnects.
Right. Nah, they probably think it's hot.
All right, I got something to talk about.
All right, because what's it about?
This pisses me off, and I know you got. I know I'm going to try not to scream because it'll screw up your level.
Scream? I don't care. It'll be funny.
It's going to blow up his asterisk bosque or something. So.
whatever.
All right. I, as listeners of Binary Revolution Radio know, pimp, I switched from DSL to cable modem. And actually, hold on. I've got the fucking receipt right here on January 10th of this year. So that's like you know, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago.
Yeah.
So, been a long freaking time. I've been way off of it. And just 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I got this letter from Bell South, who I had my DSL from. Bell South Fast Access. Now, as you know, because I've ranted to you about this a million times, how much I hate the fucking phone company, in particular Bell South, since they're my local one.
Bell South is a pretty bad one, yeah.
Well, because they, and it's not just them, it's all of them, and it's mostly the FCC that fucks it all up, too, and lets them do this stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
All the fucking fees they put on there. They charge you a fee for everything. If, like, some technician gets his ball hair caught in a phone chopping system, they're going to charge me for his nut repair fee and pass it on to me as a recovery. Well, I got an email from Bell
South. Is that what really happens?
I don't know.
I'm, like, picturing that.
If you see a nut hair recovery fee on my bill, I'll let you know. First of all, it's fucked up because this is dated February 26th.
And when'd you get it?
Actual letter. I got it 3 days ago.
You know, that's weird because I actually just got my phone bill that was like a disconnection notice like a week ago, and it was dated February 26th. That's a fucking odd coincidence.
Well, even if, okay, even if this was sent on 26th, I canceled the fucking DSL on January 10th.
Well, they're still charging you for it. That's their right.
Oh, what a fucking, and this is just a one-page letter on their letterhead, and it says, "Dear Bell South Fast Access customer, we hope you are enjoying your fast access service." Well, no, fuck what, I canceled it over a month ago. "It is our pleasure to provide your high-speed internet service, and we thank you for subscribing. Once again, fucktard, I don't have it anymore. We are writing to inform you," I'm taking a breath, "we are writing to inform you that Bell South will begin charging a fucking regulatory cost recovery fee of $2.97 per fucking month for your fast access service."
Well, just yours, since you don't have it anymore, now you gotta pay the fee.
God, what a bunch of fucking idiots. "This fee is intended to offset the cost Bell South incurs in complying with regulatory obligations and includes the recovery of the federal Universal Service Charge."
Oh, yeah. We all love the Federal Universal Service Charge.
"The regulatory cost recovery fee is not a tax or charge imposed by a government entity. Please be aware that this new line item will appear on your monthly fast access bill effective March 26, 2004. Well, that would be today.
Oh, yeah. Timely.
Bell South is, and then the next paragraph, "Bell South is committed to helping you maximize your internet experience."
Well, they're fucking committed to a lot of things, actually. They always say they're committed to something.
Maximizing their profit, fucking idiots.
Yeah, right.
"It is our goal to provide you," this should be a slogan we should put in somebody's signature. "It is our goal to provide you with a quality product as well as the best possible customer service. Thank you again for choosing Bell South
Fast." At a high price.
Now, and there's a copyright notice at the bottom, so actually I guess I can't really... Are they going to sue me for reading that on the air now?
Yes. Actually, you know what? We're going to inform them tomorrow about that.
Ah, man, I'm fucking owned.
That's it. It's going to be more than $2.97 a month.
Now, seriously, now, first of all, I'm already pissed because Bell South was $45. Then they charge you $4.95 for a fucking Bell South account. You can't have the network access alone. You have to create a Bell South account so you can authenticate against their servers.
Well, of course.
Not part of the 45, so they charge you another 5 to bracket up the 50. Then you add that into the FCC regulatory fees and crap that are already on your phone bill, and a network access fee of $6.50.
It comes to like $600.
Four fucking dollars for recovery. I don't understand. You explain this to me. You're the phone guys. Explain to me how the fuck they get away with putting all these recovery fees and chargebacks and shit on a fucking phone bill. How are they allowed to do this? Pretty soon, we're going to have phone bills that are phenomenal, and it's going to say, you know, they're going to say, "We didn't reach 100% pure profit, so we're going to increase their fees to you so that we can buy, you know, this will be the everyone gets a Porsche recovery fee."
Well, I'll tell you what happened. You know, for one thing, the FCC line charge, for instance, there's a cap on that, right? And I forgot what the cap was, like $4.25 or something. But there's a cap on it.
It's gone up in the past couple of years, actually. I think it's at $6.75 now.
Whatever it's at, right, Verizon, in New York at least, I don't know where else, they were charging like 25 cents more than the cap. And I remember fucking, I forgot who noticed it, but we called up Verizon, said some shit, made a big fucking hassle out of it, and the next month my bill comes, and it's a penny below the cap that month.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, I don't get no retroactive fucking, you know, payment for what I fucking gave them.
No, of course.
So they get away with it because of the FCC. They get away with it because just fucking people pay it. That's why. But
yeah,
you get what you pay for.
People like you that worship the phone company.
That's right. I worship the phone company because you know what? I get what I pay for. I'm sitting here in a clear line. Everything's fucking great.
Yep, and you're
switching to voiceover
people
TV.
In Bentley.
It's the fucking Bentley fucking, what the hell, the Bentley Turbo R of telecom is a Verizon landline.
Well, I'm going to switch to the Kia of telephones then.
Oh, yeah, voiceover TV.
Dude, I get the Yugo, I don't care. As long as I can occasionally make a phone call, I'm happy.
Yeah, occasionally, that's the key word.
Switch to voiceover Hyundai.
You want that shit. I can't wait till voiceover power lines. That's what I'm waiting for. I want fucking shit that will just never work. What's going to work worse than voiceover IP? Voiceover power lines. It's going to be great.
No, I am so happy that I switched to cable modem. I should have done it. My cable company never offered it to me. I wish I could have done it earlier. A $45 high-speed access phone company costs. What the fuck was that?
We just joined, man.
No, give it a cell phone.
You keep dropping and joining. Dude, we don't want to hear that noise in the show. You better edit that out or something.
Chill.
On a live show?
Oh, you know what? Leave it out. Whatever. Leave it in, I mean. I don't care.
Dog.
We pay $45 for fast access from the phone company, and it ends up costing you closer to $60.
Well, yeah, of course.
And you get 1.5 megabit, and now Comcast and other cable companies are jacking their high speed up to 3 megabits per second and more from some places that I've heard for the same $45 without the extra bullshit charges.
Well, you know what, though? It ain't your own line.
But as long as they guarantee that bandwidth and that throughput, and I've tested it and I'm getting it consistently, I'm happy.
Well, that's true.
That's the bottom line.
That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, everybody wants the cable.
I have cable now, and it's a lot faster than my DSL, but...
Word.
DSL never cut out.
But what now?
My Verizon Online DSL never did cut out.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The point of the moral of the story here is you get what you pay for.
You know what, though? Like, I've always hated DSL, but...
You keep cutting out now, Doug. What the hell is going on?
I'm on a Verizon wireless phone. My Verizon wireless sucks, but Verizon non-wireless is...
Well, dude, Doug, just get off the line, because we can't hear you. There's no cell phones allowed on default, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, they're going to tack charges on there, man. I don't know fucking why. They love charges for everything. And they lie to you, too.
Well, you make it sound, they say, like... They have charges for everything. It's almost paying for something that I get, but it's just paying for nothing.
It's paying for nothing, of course. We all know that.
Well, the FCC, I'm sure, is getting some kind of money from this, too. They're using this money that we pay them to go out and fucking fine Howard Stern and shut people off the air and pass all these stupid laws.
Now, my question is, when they fine Howard Stern, let's say $750,000 or whatever they're fining him,
yeah.
Where does that money go? What does it do?
It doesn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Buy somebody a Porsche.
Yeah.
Yep.
It doesn't go anywhere. They're not a government fucking, what's the word?
Entity.
Place.
Yeah, they're not a government entity, man. Police. They're not a government police, man. They're not
a
government...
The government police.
They're not a government thing.
The FCC's a myth. We all know it.
Yeah, all I know is... And what, are they finding Howard Stern, man? Are they seriously doing that?
Yeah.
All the time.
What's
they've
been
going
on?
Yeah, but I'm saying with this new law that they got, with this new fucking shit they fucking want to do.
They're nailing everybody.
Nah, it's fucked up, man. You know what? Fuck
well,
that shit.
The thing that's really fucked up, and hopefully I don't get cut out, is when Howard Stern's talking about it, like, Howard Stern's not allowed to say these things, but Oprah can. I mean, what gives her the right, you know?
Well, Howard Stern
kind of
went overboard. Actually, I have that that article in the Daily News. Somewhere, if I could find that paper. It should be lying around somewhere in my fucking house. But I actually read that. Howard Stern goes overboard a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I could, you know, I like the dude. I think he's entertaining and stuff, but sometimes he just, like, talks out of his ass. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, whatever. Yeah, so he's kind of right, though. Yeah, Oprah's allowed to say it, but he's not. But they're talking about what the FCC is all about is context. And I don't know if anybody listens to, like, their local college radio stations or anything like that. But I remember back in, like, the mid and late 90s, I used to listen to, because everybody thinks I don't like rap, but I do. I just like the underground type of shit, you know? And I used to listen to the local college fucking stations here, and they would play really underground rap music, right? And the thing was that they were allowed to use foul language but their rule was, and it came straight from the FCC, was as long as it's in the creative context. Now, I guess you could fucking call the creative context anything. I could say this whole fucking show, Default Radio, is the creative fucking context. You know what I'm saying?
This is pretty fucking creative, if you ask me.
Well, hey, you know. But the way they meant it, at least, for this particular, you know, hip-hop radio station, was that when they're just talking, when they're just saying, hey, you know, this whatever, they can't use the foul language. But in the songs they play, or say they got some rappers down there to, like, freestyle or whatever, if they're just talking to them, no, no foul language. But once they start doing their rapping live or whatever, they can say whatever the fuck they want. So the FCC, it's not necessarily what you say, it's in what context. And it's always like the joke, like on fucking, on TV or whatever, you could say a word, but you can't say it when you mean a particular thing. I forgot what the word was, though.
Yeah, well, South Park didn't
no,
even
you
think
say,
of that.
You
can
say, oh shit, but you can't say, I'm going to take a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, it's like the whole thing with, like, when they were cutting out music on the radio, I was always complaining, but they didn't cut out the Who song, Who Are You, where he says, who the fuck are you, because it's not offending anybody.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just all stupidity to me. I think any form of censorship is just fucking astronomically retarded, and it's just stupid. If you don't want to fucking hear it, close your goddamn fucking ears. You know what I'm saying? Nobody forced you. Nobody forced you to hear this shit. Nobody forced you to fucking to look at the shit on TV. And if you I don't want my kids to see it. Well, why don't you fucking watch what they're doing instead of fucking goddamn having the TV baby fucking sit them?
The following radio show has been rated R.
We're into fucking triple X, baby.
It's rated F for FOSTA.
Yeah, right.
No, Dakota's little ranch is there. I'm going to beep out every time he says the F word right there.
Shut the fuck up. Fuck you. The
show would be so many beeps, it would sound like a techno song. It
would sound like a milliwatt.
Like Larry Springer.
God. Yeah, beeping me out, man, that'd just be a milliwatt, bro. Just play a milliwatt. Call the SoCal. Anyway, you know, we have actual news stories today, but I don't even know.
I don't know, we're already like an hour of the show, and now you're bringing this up.
No, we got news stuff. I said this was going to be a long show, baby. I fucking gave people fair fucking warning.
Hey, I'm down with it.
I said it was going to be you know what? This right here is the all-nighter, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah?
It doesn't get good until right now. That was just nothing. Now we're going to go. I'm going to listen to this. I'm going to listen to Danzig 2 Lucifuge like four times before this is over. I'm already on my second time.
Yeah, but aren't we going to pass Doug's bedtime?
Doug don't have a bedtime. He doesn't have an answer to that. I guess he dropped already. Good. I don't want to hear his fucking cell phone.
I didn't drop.
God,
I told
man.
You, bro. Unless someone wants to donate me money for a phone line since I got screwed over, then...
We got to put a PayPal thing on fucking on the website. Does anybody ever go for that shit or what?
I don't know.
I don't think they do. We got to start selling something.
Unless Kevin Rose was on our show, then there we go.
Oh, yeah. Why don't we just start selling this show? Like, you have to subscribe.
You can sell nude pictures of Doug to NAMBLA.
Oh, yeah, NAMBLA.
How about if anyone who PayPals us $10 will send Decoder's docs to you?
Send them. Send them, baby. I don't care.
I'll send it to you in quarter tones.
Right? Oh, man.
So wait a second. Doug, did you get voice calls or what? What's going on?
No, not yet. I don't know if I might. I might get a landline when I move soon.
Doug always says he's moving soon to, like, fucking goddamn Lithuania or something.
What the fuck?
I think you're a lying sack of shit.
I'm moving in a couple weeks, man.
To where? Where?
I'm moving in another part of California that's not Chino Hills.
Oh, parts unknown. You're moving to an undisclosed location, huh?
I'm moving to a city called Losty.
City known as Guasty. All right.
I'm going to live on 225 Lucky Lane.
God. Do we need to still be talking about that guy? Fuck him.
Well, unlike you, I have a heart and I miss him.
Screw Lucky, man. He's only allowed on Default Daily from now on. And even when he's on there, people say they don't want to hear him.
People listen to that shit?
Yeah, apparently.
Needs an engineer.
Huh?
And he's an engineer.
Shut the fuck up. Does, considering today, like, I tried to play a song and it got all fucked up at the beginning.
Oh, really? I should listen to it.
Yeah, you should. But not now, because we're doing the all-nighter, motherfucker.
No, yeah. Come on, we'll throw away that and listen to that on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a good idea. What a fucking great fucking idea. I do have lots of fucking news stories. As a matter of fact, I really like this one, because it's concerning some of our best friends, like good friends of ours. The,
Disney?
No. Why'd you fucking have to say Disney? God damn it.
Gore.
God. People just want to hear me pissed off. Whatever. I gotta start taking, like, some sort of fucking drugs. Like, I don't know. I gotta start, like, shooting morphine into, like, my fucking goddamn knuckles or something, and then maybe I won't care about anything.
You know what? I'm gonna make it my mission one day to come on the show, and even though you go off on stuff a lot and you get pissed off, I'm gonna make it my goal to make you absolutely explode one day. I'm gonna bring up everything that I know pisses you off, and I'm gonna try to push you over the edge.
You're gonna hear shit like break in like the background.
Yeah.
And
my goal is to hear something break in the background. If I can get you to fucking kick the toilet seat or something like that, break your toilet or pull the sink out of the wall or something like that, that'll be good radio.
I'm gonna fucking punch the monitor. I almost did before.
Dude, we'll see the paper the next day. Naked man while recording TV show in bed.
Yeah, naked man. Oh, God. But,
Up naked in the paper, reading the newspaper, sitting in bed, recording default radio.
Yeah, right. Oh, no.
Hold on, I need a moment. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm done.
Oh, God. So horrible. But anyway, our good friends at the RIAA.
Yay, RIAA.
Apparently, they're trying to sue 532 more motherfuckers.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah, now check this out. I'm going to actually read this whole thing because I haven't read it yet. And I want to read it right now, so I'm going to let everybody hear my reading. And this is by a guy named Nick Farrell. And this came down the line the other day, Wednesday the 24th. And RIAA sues 532 students, and they wonder why their site is attacked. And that's not me. That's what it says, like, at the top of this article. And it says, more than 532 students at 21 American universities have been sued by the RIAA, which claims they were illegally sharing digital music files over the Internet. Oh, no. It is the first time that the RIAA has gone for students swapping individual files. Last year, four students who were at the center of a file swapping hub were targeted. The students are believed to be at universities in Arizona, Tennessee, Wisconsin, California, Virginia, New York, Indiana, Maryland, Colorado, and Pennsylvania. Other suits were issued against 443 people using commercial internet access providers were also filed in California, Colorado, Missouri, Texas, and fucking Virginia. The RIAA claims that the students face civil penalties or settlements that could cost them thousands. RIAA President Carrie Sherman said in a statement, and this is my big fuck you to Carrie Sherman. Fuck you. And this is his statement, and I like this. This is my favorite right here. This is his quote now. We are sending a clear message that downloading or, quote, sharing music from a peer-to-peer network without authorization is illegal. It can have consequences, and it undermines the creative future of music itself. Now, let's think about that for a second. The last few words. It undermines the creative future of music itself. So this guy is sitting here having me believe that fucking people aren't going to get music if they don't fucking get paid millions of dollars for it. They're not going to make it anymore? What, are you fucking kidding me? Do I get paid to do this? Stank, do you get paid to do Binary Revolution?
Yeah, don't you?
Oh, yeah? No.
No.
Well, I don't.
Get paid.
I don't get paid shit, and I'm still doing it, which is fucking really odd. Wow, oh my God. So apparently this guy thinks that if you don't get paid millions of dollars, you're not going to make music anymore. Well, you know what? What is this going to get rid of? The fucking goddamn Backstreet Boys of the world and the NSYNCs of the world? Good. Fucking good. Anyway.
But you know what? You know something else that was subliminal there to me? Maybe I'm just... You know, you start school in kindergarten, and one of the first things they teach you is how to share.
Yeah, exactly. And he's saying sharing is bad. I didn't want to get into that, because that's going over a million fucking times.
I'm full circle, and sharing is bad.
Yeah, now sharing's bad. Yeah, sharing's good, now sharing's bad. I can't share my fucking music. Look here, motherfucker. If I go to the fucking Tower Records, and I buy a fucking CD, and I want to make a copy of that fucking song and give it to a fucking friend of mine, you know what? I'm going to fucking do it. It's fucking not illegal. I don't recognize your fucking laws. I don't recognize no RIAA. I don't give a fuck any shit about that. And you know what? It doesn't really matter, because I don't listen to any music that would fall under the fucking goddamn restrictions of the RIAA. But whatever. That's just me. Some people might listen to your fucking Justin Timberlake, and they might want to share it with their friends. I fucking wouldn't.
You have every Backdoor Boys CD ever made.
Oh, yeah. The Backdoor Girls. My favorite band ever. They're the best. But this fucking goddamn article goes on to say, however, it is not all clear-cut. Well, no fucking shit, it's not all clear-cut. The RIAA has to find out who the people they are suing actually are. Oh, you think? No. They can just fucking sue people that they don't know who they are. Okay. It will take time for the RIAA to work through the courts to force various universities to force. What are they going to do? Push them up against the wall? To force various university administrators to identify who belongs to what IP address. And, of course, they obviously, I'm guessing, have issued a bunch of fucking lawsuits against John Doe's. That's what I'm guessing. Now they got to find out who these fucking John Doe's are, and they're going to fucking force the administrators at these universities to fucking tell them who's who. Whose IP is this? You know what I'm saying? And can they really fucking get you on that? What if I just say, hey, I don't know who uses my computer. I got a fucking roommate. You ever hear of that? This is fucking college after all.
Well, I can tell you, you know, I have an inside angle on that.
Oh, yeah.
The most universities, quite frankly, are scared shitless.
I would be, too, because, you know, this is fucking...
They'll sell out their students in a fucking heartbeat.
Oh, I know. I know.
Your university is going to stand up for you. You are crazy. The intimidation factor that they use on 12-year-old girls and old grandmothers is the same shit they use in that university.
Yeah, no shit.
Aren't going to be able to do anything any different than anyone else.
I don't understand why people let them get away with this shit. Exactly. Sue 12-year-old fucking girls. You got to be fucking kidding me. Nobody gave these people a swift kick in the fucking head. I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but Carrie Sherman, if I ever see you anywhere on the street, I'm going to fucking murder you. That's just me saying that, so whatever. Come after me. Anyway.
Now, there was one university, and I wish I could remember. I remember reading this. There is a law. Gosh, I wish I could look at it. I wish I knew the exact, could quote this. I talked about it a long time back. I think, yeah, I want to say it was like Princeton or one of the Ivy League, Harvard, one of those.
Yeah.
That got confronted with this type thing, and they actually have a law for universities to protect the anonymity of their students.
Yeah, actually,
to divulge the individuals and give away their information without their permission.
Except by accident, how they give them away when like people's logins at school or like their fucking social security number or some shit.
Well, that's completely different.
Yeah,
that's but justified.
It actually, yeah, right. It actually says it right here. Some universities have successfully managed to fight the RIAA. And there are indications that they might take up the fight again. Okay, and there, for some reason there's a little symbol for fucking, I don't know what that symbol means. I don't know why that came up when I copied this from text, but it looks like, I forgot what the thing is called. It's pronounced mu or something. I don't know, some electronic thing. I don't know why it's there. But yeah, fuck you, RIA. I don't fucking care. You know what I'm saying? Sharing music is illegal. Big fucking deal. Downloading it ain't, so you know what you're going to go do? Everybody out there, you go on fucking Kazaa or some other fucking peer-to-peer, and you know what you do? You fucking download a shitload and don't fucking share anything. Be an asshole. You won't get sued.
You know, we need to set up an experiment on purpose. We need to go out to, like, a barn somewhere and put a computer out there with wireless access, load every MP3 you can find, and put it right there in a stall next to a cow, and let the RIA sue the bastard. Let them come out and try to arrest a cow for sharing music.
That's it. They might. That'd be awesome.
We'll put a sign right there that says, hello, my name is Bossy. I am sharing MP3s illegally. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. And I've heard so much bad shit, like the RIA having their own, like, secret police and shit like that. I don't even want to fucking...
I can't wait till they try to sue an Amish.
Oh, yeah.
Zebediah doesn't have a computer.
Oh, so you heard about Amish freaking?
Amish rake fight.
Have you never heard of Amish freaking?
Of course I have.
Oh, okay. I forgot where I brought that up. It might have been in a default daily. Who knows? But you don't know about Amish freaking, like spoofing return addresses on letters and stuff. Don't know about Amish freaking. Damn.
Sorry, news to me.
Any fucking way. Well, yeah. All right. Fuck them. That's the moral of the story, kids. Fuck them. Share music. Or don't. You know, be an asshole. Don't fucking share. Just take it. Download it. You don't need to share with people. Fuck them.
Sharing is bad. We just established
that. Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. Who doesn't know sharing is bad? I knew that. I knew that all along. I never shared.
Unless it's a sexually transmitted disease.
Oh, then you got to share it. Spread it around. Spread it around to the townspeople.
Hey, you bring out the worst in me, Dakota.
Oh, yeah. I bring out the worst in everyone. just how it is. I don't know what it is about me. Any fucking way. I got some other stories here that I didn't read. I don't even know if I want to get into it. Here's something about the fucking, one of my favorites, the Communications Assistant for Law Enforcement Act, Kalia. I guess that's how you would say it. Somebody correct me. Kalia?
Kalia.
Okay, so they want to pronounce it Kalia. Kaliko, whatever. Kalia petition concerns VoIP proponents. Nothing. Are you a VoIP proponent?
I am a VoIP proponent.
Does the Kalia petition concern you?
Actually, no, because I know that they're going to do it anyway.
Oh, so it doesn't concern you in the least?
No.
Oh,
no.
Just fucking apathy. All right, good.
Decided.
And this is by Donnie Jackson. And I don't know. If my name was Donald, I don't want people to call me Donald, but that's just me.
The Donald.
Yeah, the Donald. But Donnie, if he wants to go by Donnie. For some reason, I've been listening to a lot of Primus lately, and Donnie, the name Donnie, just makes me think of a certain Primus song. And if anybody knows, they can send an email.
Donnie?
Yeah.
I know a lot of Primus songs, and I can't think of what Donnie makes.
Oh, man, it's a good song.
Jerry was a race car driver.
All right, I'm just going to give it away. Nobody has to send me an email. It was fucking Miss Blaylene.
Oh.
You don't remember that one?
No, I know the song.
Well, the kid's name was Donnie, the one that, the teacher always fucked with him. His name was Donnie, and then he ended up stabbing that other kid. Yeah, it was a good song, man. Miss Blaylene.
Dude, it's an awesome song.
Hell yeah, that's off of the album...
Tales from the Punch Bowl.
Tales from the Punch Bowl. Yes, exactly.
Word.
Oh yeah, Primus, baby. We haven't used any Primus on this show, but we might next week, now that I'm thinking about it. But anyway, this is about fucking Kalia. A far-reaching petition from the nation's most powerful law enforcement bodies. Holy shit, I'm fucking already scared. Calling for surveillance access of voice-over IP calls and other broadband services. Uh-oh, that includes your voice-over TV.
Uh-oh.
You're fucked. And this could hamper development of the emerging technologies. In a recent joint petition,
government's job is to hamper technology advancement in this country.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's why I elect people to fuck with me. Actually, I don't, because I don't vote. And everybody out there, fuck you when you're voting, goddammit. Screw all that shit. It's going to happen anyway. I hate to say it. I hate to be like that. Whatever, you're going to die.
I'm apathetic shit.
Huh?
I said, and you say, I'm apathetic shit.
No, but my vote, see, I had to explain this in the forums, and I'll explain it right now. The reason I don't vote is not out of apathy or laziness or anything. It is based on my political beliefs, and that's it. But I think it's a waste of goddamn time, right? It's not 100% apathy. I didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what, fuck voting. No, I thought about it. I made a conscious decision. But anyway, enough about voting.
I disagree for the record.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, well.
You can't disagree with me.
Okay, I'll disagree with you after we're not recording.
Okay. Well, now you agree. Why do you see it? Well, hey, fucking let's get into this. Fuck Kalia and ColecoVision or whatever the fuck this is about. Talk about fucking voting. I don't care.
Well, the thing is, you're one person. And for every other person out there that says the same thing, you probably could have had enough votes to change the election. The most recent one was so close that if you would have banded together a little bit and gone out there and exercised your right, you could have gotten someone else in office.
Well, I'd rather fucking trust me, like George Bush, Al Gore,
Now that I agree with you. It's the lesser of two evils. They both suck, and what are you going to do about it?
Well, everybody always says that, the lesser of two evils, lesser of two evils. Well, you know what? If you're voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still voting for evil, and that's the choice that I made not to. You know what I'm saying? It's just me.
Unfortunately, those are the two realistic candidates, but they're not the only candidates.
Yeah, but then you have the morons, and I also said this in the forums, who are like, oh, you voted for fucking Nader, you just helped Bush win. Well, fuck you, no, I helped fucking the United States of America fucking work.
Right, and if you vote for him, yes, you are. And you show other people. That's why, you know, as much as Ross Perot turned out to be a total tard, at least he came in and showed that even a fucking gnome from Lord of the Rings can come in and get some votes.
Yeah, it's true. Passion. Ross Perot.
Yes. So, but point being, he broke up the two-party system. He proved that it can be.
That's true. It's
just
true.
They have to have someone in here who has the hair on their balls to stand up and do it.
Well, I've said this before on this show, and I'm going to say it again, and it's an old Irish saying. that no matter who you vote for, you still get the government.
Well, that I agree with 100%.
So there you go. That's the point why I don't vote. And also, I'm going to tell a little secret. I also don't really feel like serving jury duty, so that's another deciding factor.
So laziness does come back into play.
A little, no. It's not that I don't want to serve jury duty because of laziness.
See, I've never been called to jury duty. I want to go in and fucking roast somebody in the chair.
See, you wouldn't be picked. You're like, I'm here to fucking roast someone. That's it. You're out of there.
I'll play it cool. I'll be like, yeah, you know, I can pull the trigger if I have to.
Yeah, I'm lenient on crime, whatever.
Exactly.
And then get in there and roast them, yeah.
I
hear you.
I called for jury duty once, and they asked me like 3 questions, and they're like, no, fuck you, get out.
Because what'd you do, tell the truth, noob?
Pretty much, yeah.
Exactly.
Great, dude. I don't want to fucking sit through jury duty. That's
no shit. With my luck, though, see, that's the thing. With my luck, I'll be on the goddamn O.J. Simpson fucking trial or some horse shit.
But it's funny, though. You go there, and there are people
you get a book
who
deal
really,
after
really
that.
Want to be on the jury.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Really,
I was thinking about this because I was having this conversation with a friend of mine. I was thinking about something, and this would probably go horribly wrong. But then again, what doesn't go horribly wrong? But I think that they should have professional jurors. I think there should be people who like know the law and know
like
the
judges?
Fucking know the score. You know what I'm saying?
They're called judges.
Yeah, but I'm saying you got 12 extra ones that you put them on the jury.
They're like the bench players.
Oh fuck that, man! If I'm going down for some shit, you know what I'm saying? And I know that there's some legal technicality that I can get off on, I'm not playing a jury. If it was me, I am not playing some emotions of fucking 12 morons. They always say they're my peers. It's like, look, my peers aren't retarded. Okay? You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I would go for a fucking judge trial, man. I'd fucking stand before a judge. I don't want a fucking jury. That's just me. I just do not trust the system at all. So, that's just me. Whatever.
Yeah, but a single judge is part of the system, too.
Yeah, but at least you got one guy who at least might know his shit rather than 12 people who you know goddamn well don't know anything. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm going on here.
I think you can probably fool, you know, social engineer a jury easier than you could get a judge to actually take a stand and get some stand up like a man and make a decision.
That's true. Well, you know, it's not the judge's fault. Everybody likes to blame the judges, but when you have stuff like mandatory minimums and shit like that, you're really taking the power away from the judges to, I don't know, let's think, judge? But that's just me once again. But I don't want to get into too much politics.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get off that.
I'm gonna keep going into this fucking Calia and fucking their law, whatever. Fucking whatever this is, Communications Assistance for Law Enforcement Act. I don't like anything that ends in act. If it's an act, I don't want it. I don't want to know about it. Don't act. Fucking do something else. But it says in a recent joint petition, the U.S. Department of Justice, the FBI, and the DEA asked the FCC. It's like these people are government agencies, right? They got to ask the FCC now? Like the fucking who they bowing down to these fucks? Well, anyway, they asked the FCC to make packet mode services subject to the provisions of CALIA, which govern surveillance access of messages transported by carriers. The law enforcement agencies claim their efforts to conduct surveillance are being undermined by communications providers that claim, all this claiming going on, that claim they are not required to comply with CALIA. The petition seeks an expedited response from the FCC to clarify the matter. And here's a fucking quote. The importance and urgency of this task cannot be overstated, according to the petition. These problems are real, not hypothetical, and their impact on the ability of federal, state, and local law enforcement to protect the public, yeah, okay, is growing with each passing day. Fine. To fuck you up the ass with whatever. Anyway. And apparently there's a little timetable for the FCC review of the CALIA petition. March 10th, law enforcement agencies file petition. March 12th, petition is released and comments are sought. March...
Wait, I have a comment.
Okay.
Fuck off!
It's too late. That was March 12th.
Damn it!
Oh, wait, no. April 12th, deadline for comments.
Fuck off!
All right, there you go. You got it in. April 27th, deadline for comment replies. So they got 2 weeks to fucking reply to you. To that. I wonder what they're going to reply.
I'll be waiting with bated breath.
All right. And that's from the source from that is the FCC, who you can always trust. I mean, maybe this is what they're doing with all that money. They're writing up timetables and shit. Anyway, citing the CALIA statute, the petition notes that law enforcement surveillance rights are, quote, not confined to voice telephony, but extend to any transfer of signs, signals, writing, images, sounds, data, or intelligence of any nature transmitted in whole or in part by a wire, radio, electromagnetic, photoelectric, or photo-optical system. So wait a minute. If I fucking give you the finger, fucking stank dog, right, and you see it with your eyes, which is a fucking photo-optical system, Kalia has the fucking right to intercept that?
They're going to put a chip in my brain.
You got to get... I'm going to go fucking kill myself in about 5 fucking minutes. Because that's just fucking ridiculous. I'm going to read that over again just in case anybody didn't catch this. Because you know what this reminds me of? This right here reminds me of classic fucking cases of gun control laws. Where I remember there was a gun control law in San Francisco and a couple of other cities, smaller cities around the Bay Area, where they had effectively, in defining a gun, banned shit like Bunsen burners, rubber band shooters, staple guns, fucking nail guns, tennis ball machines, you know, when you go to, or baseball, you know, when you go to the fucking batting cages, banned all those things by fucking defining a gun.
And this no was, more batting cages?
That's apparently in San Francisco, according to the law, and then when they called, what they called the fucking ammunition, they apparently banned all fucking hunting ammunition. And went against the state fucking gaming board. But anyway, I'm going to read this once again in case anybody didn't fucking get this. And here's the fucking quote. Their surveillance rights are not confined to voice telephony, but extend to any transfer of signs, signals, writing, images, sounds, data, or intelligence of any nature transmitted in whole or in part by a wire, radio, electromagnetic, photoelectronic, or photo-optical system. That's just fucking everything. Any piece of communications that ever goes on in the entire fucking universe, Kalia wants fucking, a Kalia, whatever the fuck they want to call themselves, they want to have fucking rights to intercept that shit. I mean, what the fuck are people missing here?
That's sick.
It's just, it's fucking disgusting. And then people ask me why I don't vote. Anyway. Designating VoIP providers as telecommunication carriers is a troublesome issue for the FCC, which has expressed its desire to let the nascent technology develop free of the regulatory obligations that burden traditional carriers. Well, you know what? All that shit, Stank, is why you have all those fucking charges on your DSL bill. Is so they could fucking intercept photo-optical fucking signs and signals.
I'm going to pay for the privilege of them intercepting and copying and using all my communications against me, and I'm paying for that wonderful privilege. God bless.
You're paying for it. How do you pay to get fucking raped? Seriously. Any fucking way. Fucking Christ.
Every month, too. It's not just a one-time rape.
Yeah, this isn't a one-time deal. We're like, hey, you know, we need the, we're going to fuck you in the ass pretty soon. Fucking tax once, though. Every single month.
Dry ass rape once a month.
Oh, yeah, I love it dry.
Go foreplay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They don't even give you the foreplay. They don't come over and fucking rub your balls for a little while before they fuck you in the ass. They just do it.
They give me a paper cut across the sack when they're done.
That's it. Got a lot of experience in this, huh?
That's something else I'm going to do. I'm going to crack you up on the show, too.
God damn.
That's got to be painful. I mean, come on. You got to admit, that sounds pretty painful, right?
I don't even want to think about it. Can we get off that topic? Jesus Christ, you've done a lot of thought into it. Maybe, you know what, I feel bad. Maybe that happened to you once.
Okay, yeah, seriously, I was traumatized, man.
I'd be too.
And totally by coincidence, I just happened to squat down into a pool of vinegar, and it really, really hurt.
Oh, yeah. By coincidence.
It just happened to be there.
That's just those sick sexual games you play over there. I don't know anything about that.
I'm not even going to mention the salt.
God. I'm like putting salt in the wound. Where the fuck was I? All right, realizing this, realizing they're going to fuck you in the ass pretty soon, the law enforcement petitioners noted that declaring a provider as a telecommunications carrier under CALEA does not mean it has to be a telecommunications carrier under the Communications Act, which would establish regulatory obligations. I don't know what the fuck that means. Just because we say it here doesn't mean we mean it there. Yeah, okay, talk out of both sides of your fucking ass again. Although subtle in distinction, the recommendation may be the foundation of an accord that satisfies law enforcement without exposing VoIP to unnecessary regulations, said Dorothy Atwood, SBC's Senior Vice President of Regulatory Strategy. Well, who cares what she had? Fuck her. Regardless of the classification, we have to make sure that law enforcement has the tools it needs, Atwood said. You know fucking what? Like, I've had a few experiences with law enforcement, and every time I need something from them, they always want me to do their job for them. They're like, well, oh, a car hit you? Did you get the license plate? No. Oh, well, there's nothing we can fucking do. But they need all these fucking tools to do nothing.
Yeah, if I had his license plate, I'd track him down myself and fuck him up.
Yeah, it's like, right? It's like, isn't that your fucking job? And get the anyway. Any fucking way. So they need all these tools to do nothing. But VoIP providers previously have expressed a desire to work voluntarily with law enforcement to provide the surveillance access called for in Kalia, but legally requiring compliance is a potentially expensive proposition. Oh, great. So now I'm going to see. That's it. Not theory soon. You know what it means?
What's that?
That all those $20, $30 in taxes and fees is going to be on your fucking VoIP bill, too.
Honestly, when that happens, I will just get rid of my phone entirely.
Well, what are you going to do? Use smoke signals?
I'll use instant messaging and email, and I'll keep my cell phone. That's the only phone I'll have.
I don't know. The global interweb might start charging you for stuff, too.
Well, if that's the case, then I will use smoke signals.
Smoke signals. It's all about smoke signals.
But,
you know,
Kalia
email about how they're going to have the internet
tax. Do you think you could... What happened with Kalia and smoke signals?
I said Kalia is allowed to intercept the smoke signals.
Well, not really.
It's visual.
Wait a minute. Let me refer back.
Oh, wait.
I don't think they're allowed to intercept smoke signals.
Oh, this is brilliant.
Because, according...
It's not photo optical.
To what I read right here, they are not confined to voice telephony, but extend to any transfer of signs, signals, writing, images, sounds, data, or intelligence of any nature transmitted in whole or in part by wire, radio, electromagnetic, photoelectronic, or photo-optical. Not transmitted by anything.
But they could set up a camera and film the smoke signals.
Oh, well, then intercept that. Intercept their own shit.
Yeah.
Well, so they just think you can't get around it. Fuck.
Voice over smoke signals.
Oh, yeah. You better get a patent on that before somebody scoops it up.
I'm sure somebody's at it.
Voice over smoke signals. But I forgot where the fuck I was. God damn it.
Kalia sucks. I think you were somewhere around there.
Oh, it was because I was going to get up to the part with Packet 8. Okay, here you go. VoIP providers previously... Okay, I already read that. But legally... Okay, according to... This is that shit about the potentially expensive shit is... that's according to Christy Kunin, a partner in the law firm of Gray Carey and counsel for VoIP provider 8x8. Well, you know what? We should be suing them. But anyway.
You know who 8x8 is, right?
Packet 8.
Okay.
I know all this shit, man. Anyway. Mandating Kalia compliance is going to impose huge costs, and it's going to delay implementation, Kunin said. She also characterized the petition as overreaching, noting that law enforcement officials are anxious to have this issue decided by an FCC headed by Michael Powell, son of U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell. Oh, I wonder why that fucking happened. Anyway, who is acutely aware of the administration's security goals. The results are aggressive comments and reply periods for this proceeding that ensure a decision will not be affected by a potential change in the FCC following the November election. Yeah. This is a very fast timeline. Yeah, they're trying to get it done before this fucking cock smoker fucking gets out of there, you know? Blah, blah, blah. There's a whole bunch of other fucking shit that I'm not going to fucking read. Basically, yeah, they're going to fuck you over good.
All your voice over IP are belong to us.
It's going to happen. And voice over TV. Everything.
No.
It's all going to happen. You're going to get those $20 worth of charges, man, just so they can fucking, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to fucking do it.
Yeah, but you know what? There is, right now, anyway, a solution. They'll block this by the time they actually go through with it. But right now, I haven't heard anything to tell me... I mean, I have a solution to this.
Okay.
Encryption.
Well, yeah, of course. Encryption's the solution to everything.
Well, this is finally something that hopefully will make it more mainstream. People will... Well, again, it comes back to the apathy thing we talked about.
Well, yeah.
You know, some people aren't going to give a rat's ass. They just don't care. But I think a lot of people are caring about their privacy, and I think hopefully, I hope the companies will start adding that support and encryption into it automatically so they can intercept and keep all the communication they want. Good luck cracking every little packet and putting it back together.
Well, you know, I hate to be cynical about this, but I bet you they make it fucking, at that point, they'll probably make it illegal to do that.
That's what I said. By the time it's all said and done, they'll have a loophole to protect that. But
yeah, let's just say it's illegal. If you're doing it, you go straight to fucking jail, regardless of what's fucking.
But see, this isn't anything new. This isn't like. This shouldn't wake anybody up because they're already doing this to your phone. Kalia already applies to regular phones. So
I know.
My voice over IP would make people more motivated to use encryption because they're already apathetic about it now. They don't use encryption now.
Well, the point is that fucking, you know, people expect this voice over IP to not be able to be intercepted, and the fucking law enforcement agencies are pissed off about it. Well, you know what? Nah, I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to fucking accommodate them. You know what
I'm
saying?
What do you do? If the fucking law enforcement agencies can't figure it out, there's an open source project called Vomit, which is voice over misconfigured IP telephony, which is something that's like a packet sniffer for VoIP networks. You can just listen to other people's VoIP calls. How about they just fucking download that and use it?
Yeah, no fucking shit. Well, that would be illegal. But then again, they're above the law, as we all know.
Well, they're rewriting the law so that it's not illegal.
Well, yeah.
But in any case, I don't know. The thing that really bothers me is they're going to charge me money for it. I don't care that they're going to be able to listen because they can already listen to everybody else's conversations on every other medium anyway.
That's true.
If I really want to protect my privacy, like Stank said, I'll use encryption. But right now, I honestly don't give a shit because there's nothing that I talk about on the phone that's all that exciting. And when I do talk about something that's that exciting, I will use encryption. It's just that simple.
I just
don't want to fucking pay for it. I already pay for so much fucking bullshit. I don't want to pay for more crap.
Well, you're going to. That's the point. Like, you're just going to.
Which is exactly why I'm going to stop using the fucking phone.
Ah, they're going to start charging me for
something. I'm going to use fucking radios or something. That's all I'll use.
Ham radio.
I'm going to walk out and piss all my messages in the snow.
There you
right.
go. But then the kids down the street are going to eat it, and they're going to get sick, and then you're going to...
Yeah, that's...
Well, good for them. I mean, this is natural selection, I thought. You know, if you're out there eating yellow snow, I mean... I got a couple more stories that I'm not going to read. One of them is,
Wait. Before we leave that, you know, there's a scarier message there. I mean, it's already scary enough, but there's a scarier message overall to that whole thing. And it's like you said, right now, they can listen in on the phones. They're just trying to extend this to voice over IP.
Yeah.
And the reason that voice over IP or voice over TV and all this is becoming popular right now, joking aside, it's becoming popular because people are fed up with what you're doing to the phones. You're fucking snooping on everything we do on the phones, on the copper, on the landlines, on the phone companies. You're sniffing everything we do. You have the right to listen in on everything. You're fucking us on the prices. You're adding all these fucking fees. You're telling us what we can and can't do on it. So the American people have come up with a solution, voice over IP, a way to get away from that bullshit. We are going to take this to the next level. We're going to evolve and get away from the bullshit you're putting us through. And you know the big message that's really fucking scary is the government comes in and goes, oh, no, you're not. Motherfucker, we will follow you. Oh, you got something new? We'll take that, too. What are you going to come up with after voice over IP? Doesn't matter because we'll fuck that up, too. Everything that we do, the government's going to come right fucking behind us and take it away from us.
And well, there's an exception to the rule, though. There is an exception to the rule, and there's been a good precedent set, which I'm sure will change eventually, but Pulver.com, Free World Dial-Up, they don't have to deal with any of this bullshit right now. And so far, they're untouchable. The courts have said, whatever, it's not real phone service, so I have to do it. So honestly, when I think people want to talk privately, I think that the future is going to be private phone networks. People are going to set up like a fucking asterisk box with encryption and all kinds of shit, and they'll have all their buddies and whatever connect to that.
VPN.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll work. And, yeah, Pulver is free will dial-up is exempt.
Yep.
But again, that's temporary. They are temporarily exempt.
Well, yeah, for now.
I think free will dial-up will be exempt forever because it doesn't even fucking work, so.
Yeah, right. That's the one thing. Yeah, it's exempt. You could fucking do it privately. Fucking nobody listening in, but you know what? It don't work, so.
Well, there's also another temporary solution, and that's like all of these websites and all the peer-to-peer file sharing and stuff like that. Technically, that's illegal, but they still exist somehow.
Yeah.
And what they do is they go outside of this fucking country where they're not affected by these laws, and they get around them by going, I mean, this whole mindset of the U.S. government thinking we're going to set laws and we're going to do this and we're going to stop that, well, that's fine inside of the United States. You go outside of that jurisdiction, and that's the loophole, and I don't know what they can do about that, if anything.
I go to war with that other country.
Yeah, whatever they are, we'll bomb them.
Yeah, that's what'll happen.
Nice. All right, I'm gonna head out now. I'm gonna come back in a little bit.
All right, man. We'll probably.
How long do you think you're gonna be doing this?
I don't fucking know. We got some more shit coming down the pipe, motherfucker.
Is it really going to be the all-nighter or what? Are you
I don't know how long. We'll just fucking see. We're playing it by ear, just like fucking every other week.
All right. I guess I'm going to leave my shit connected so I can just come back in and call into my conference and not have to redial because I'm lazy.
All right. Am I going to?
So,
all right.
So you'll hear me hang up, but whatever. Anyway, I'll probably be back in like 45 minutes.
All right, man.
All right. Later.
Late. Ah, man. This is just fucking great.
He hung up the phone or he said he's going to leave it off?
I think he left the conference connected.
We don't want to hear him stroking in the background or anything.
Yeah, right. Or those 85 fans running. But I don't know. When I get on my phone, I'm always under the impression that it's being tapped and that the fucking government's listening. And that's what I go by. I just go by that, you know?
Isn't that a terrible way to live?
Well, yeah, of course.
Until proven innocent.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what? I just fucking, at the end of the day, I don't care. I just say to you know, whatever. I'm going to say whatever I want over the fucking phone. I don't give a shit anymore. Because what are they going to do? They're going to come throw me in jail? Oh, well.
It's just not what this country was intended for.
Well, no shit, but that's just the way it works nowadays.
Well,
what are you going to do? Revolution? Nah.
You leave, or you fix the problem. And the way to fix it is by voting.
Nah. That won't fix it. That makes it worse half the time.
Well.
Ah, who just joined?
Doug.
Of course you know it's Doug.
God.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, man. You never fucking know.
We are listening to everything, even VoIP. Look at Packet 8 replaying your conversations.
Yes, Packet 8 has been replaying conversations.
Damn it, Doug, you could have fucking owned Decoder completely if you would have come on and said, this is the FCC, we are listening to you.
Yeah, right.
That would have been great.
Perfect timing it would have been, damn it.
Fuck them all. I don't need them.
And see, now that's words to live by. Fuck them all.
Fuck them all.
Fuck the phones. Nobody should use them.
I don't need this shit.
Nobody should use the interweb. Go outside.
Get a breath of fresh air, motherfucker.
Go to fresh air. Go to the coffee shop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you can't go outside either. You know why? And this is what I wanted to say. This is what I couldn't get out before. Fucking all of this, and they're always using 9/11 as a fucking excuse. Well, I could bring up a great thing
exactly.
About fucking 9/11. I could bring up a great fucking thing. They said, this is what the law enforcement agency said, that the quote-unquote supposed fucking terrorists, because I still see no proof that it was fucking 20 Arabs, but they said that these guys were impossible to fucking track down because they used pay phones and prepaid calling cards. What, is that all it fucking takes? That's all it takes, I guess.
No, there's one other factor. Total incompetence by the government.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Total incompetence. Just these involved.
We need more laws. It's like, no, you need to learn how to do your job with the existing fucking laws. That's what you fucking need to do.
Exactly. I'm so glad. That's exactly what I said, too. They started fucking cavity searches and shit when you get on an airplane after that.
You know what? Now because of the shit in fucking Spain... And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were joking about it, that, you know, fucking over here with the New York City transit system, that, you know, what are they going to do? They're going to start fucking checking people. They're going to make train stations in the fucking airports with that kind of security. And we were laughing about it, how, like, you know, nobody would ever get the fuck where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about that's what they want to do over here. And I just say, you know what? Fucking, what are you kidding me?
Bless America.
No, fuck America. You gotta be fucking kidding. There's no fucking way. But that's what they're gonna try to do. They're gonna try to search your ass. And you know, fucking what? You say, Doug, you know, fucking screw the phone. Don't, you know, fucking screw the interweb. Yeah, what about when, what about if I want to go to a fucking casino and these people are fucking doing, like, biometric scans on me as I walk in the fucking doors? I don't fucking want that.
Don't gamble at a casino. Gamble in your house.
I'm just saying. I'm just making a point as an example. That's what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want that. Cameras fucking everywhere. Check it fucking. Give me a full fucking cavity search at the fucking airport. I don't want that either.
No, man. I want to steal money in peace. You know, I want to bomb the Twin Towers in peace.
That's what people. Some people want to do it. You know, they're not going to stop it. If something's going to happen, it's going to fucking happen. If you want to be fucking, if, and they're going to use, you know, they use 9/11 as an excuse for everything. And
Janet Jackson.
Well, everybody, fuck now. You know, that's just for certain things. But they're using 9/11 as an excuse. It's not a fucking joke, Doug. And it's because they're trying to fucking scare people. It's all they fucking do. It's all scare tactics. Oh, this is how we have to stop terrorists. We have to assist law enforcement. We have to give them the tools that they need in order to stop fucking terrorists. Well, you know fucking what? If you live in a country in a free, supposedly, quote-unquote, I hope it is. I don't think it is anymore. But if you think, if you're supposed to live in a free country, freedom isn't fucking free, you know? And if the price you pay is occasionally fucking there might be some people that don't like you and try to stir up some shit, that's the fucking price to pay, you know? You're not going to be safe. You're not the fucking, the FBI being able to fucking intercept fucking phone calls. That's not going to stop fucking terrorism. You're not going to be fucking safe. You want to be safe, crawl back up in your mother's pussy. Otherwise, just fucking live with it. Deal with it, and that's fucking it. Not going to fucking stop any fucking terrorists, but that's what they're going to use. It's all fucking based on. They half the shit they're trying to do, they wouldn't get away with.
Crawl back in your mom's pussy.
Yeah, that's the only way you're going to be safe. Even not then, you're not going to be safe, but it's as close as you're going to fucking get. This is the fucking real world. Shit's going to happen. Fucking. Fuck everyone. I don't care. Anyway. Yeah. Fuck all that shit. I don't want to be pissed. I want to have fun now. Let's fucking do something fun.
Let's call somebody.
Let's get Natus on the line. I have an idea.
Uh-oh.
Doug, get Natus. Give him this number. Tell him to call in.
Okay.
I got a fucking idea. We're going to do some fucking freaking or something.
On default radio?
Nah, imagine that. Phone-related horseshit.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. I just, you know.
Out of your ass, didn't you?
Decided. I don't want to be pissed off anymore at this shit. You know what I'm saying? It gets me pissed. I don't fucking like it.
I feel you, dog. I feel. Hey, wait a minute. We lost the Holy Bonic thing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
I feel you, dog.
Yo.
I feel you.
No doubt. No doubt. No
I'm
doubt,
with
son.
It. Believe that.
Believe that. We'll get Natus on here, a.k.a. Slick Rick.
And the ruler.
Oh, yeah.
Slick Rick the ruler.
That's what rap used to be good, man. I don't know what the fuck they're playing on the radio today, nowadays. Slick Rick used to be the shit.
Oh, come on, man.
Slick Rick was off the hook. He was off the meat rack.
He was off the chain.
Off the chain up in this biznatch.
He was bling bling when bling was the thing.
Oh, yeah.
This is how you guys stall.
Right. You got to. This is default radio, baby. This is going to be the fucking all-nighter or something. I don't know. I don't know how long we're going to go. It's like 11:30 something.
It's turning into that, isn't it?
It's going to be,
this is
man.
Fun. This is good.
Hell's fucking yeah. I don't know. I thought I'd be all fucked up over fucking doing this default daily thing every day. But I'm not. Whatever.
Do you get hot laying around the apartment naked?
Oh, I get real hot. I bet you do, too.
Tell me about how hot you get.
No, that's all right. I'll keep that to myself.
Oh, you're no fun.
Oh, man.
Doug, does it get you hot?
Yeah. Doug, are you getting Natus?
Yes, I am. Chill, dog.
Chill, dog.
I'm going to pretend I'm 1-800-ASS-FUCK.
Oh, yeah. We've been waiting for you to call. It's like, no shit, really? I could call up the phone sex place.
Maybe that's why you have a fucking 1-900 number.
I could call up the phone sex place.
Ooh.
I know some chicks there.
See, the fun thing to do with that is to call up and try to fuck with them so badly that they hang up on you.
We have, you know, but there's a little known fact that I actually did one of those fucking calls for the phone sex line and got paid for it. It's a little known fact in telephone history.
That you did what?
You gave
phone sex to someone and got paid?
Yeah, listen. You ever see the ads? Natus.
Slick Rick.
Slick Rick, the ruler. What is up?
Beat her like a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Don't treat that girly well. Anyway, what the fuck was I saying? No, you know,
telling us that you used to be a phone whore.
Yeah, now, you know, if you look in the back at, like, the magazines and you see all them numbers, right?
Right.
And you know how some of them say, like, eavesdrop line and it's cheaper. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Well, there's some of the ads I could probably pull out. Matter of fact, let me do that right now. I'm going to pull out an issue of Club.
I don't buy those naughty magazines.
Yeah, sure you don't. Damn it, where's my Club?
I rent them at the library.
Can you do that? They only got the whack ones there, man. I don't want no Playboy. What the fuck? They don't show pink.
Wet Hooters.
Well, I don't get those cheesy ones either. I got an issue of Club right here. But if you look in the back, you know, they have these ones, $3.99 a minute, $4.99 a minute. And then they have one right here, fucking hot eavesdrop line, listening to live fucking calls, right?
And what is that? You listen in on someone else's phone sex call?
Yeah, basically.
Or your thing or something?
Yeah, exactly. Now, they always say it's live, right? But it's not. Just let everyone know, if you're out there, you know, whacking it to the phone whores, It ain't fucking live when you do the eavesdrop. People do the eavesdrop line because it's cheaper. It's usually like $1 a minute as opposed to $3 or $5 a minute for the live girl, right? And, of course, that's not a live call. That's a pre-recorded call. You know what I'm saying?
But even the phone, not only the government, but the phone whores can tape the calls, too. They can record your conversations.
Well, no, that's not the thing. That's not what I'm going to get into. They don't use real calls.
And then continue with the show.
They don't use real calls. What they do is they hire guys to do calls with their girls, and that's what they use for the quote-unquote eavesdrop.
You mean they're set up, they're staged?
Yeah, I did one. $25 I got paid for 20 minutes worth of work. You can't beat that shit with a stick.
Man, dude, I want that job.
Hell yeah. And I only did it to just use one of my signature taglines. When the girl was getting all hot and heavy into it, I just had to say it. And I was just like, oh yeah, that's hot shit right there. I almost laughed, but I didn't, and they used it. And I bet you there's some guy right now, as we're speaking, fucking busting a big old nut to me saying, oh yeah, that's hot shit right there, baby. And it was hot shit.
Oh, you're killing me. Oh, dude.
$25. Cash.
I gotta call these lives and find that recording.
You gotta find it, hell yeah. You're gonna like waste $800 trying to find that one.
Find that recording.
We're gonna play it for default.
Oh, we just gotta figure out which company it was and narrow it down.
I'll never tell.
Was this recently?
Come on, man.
Nope, it wasn't recently. Well, it was relatively recently. It was within the past year.
Was it before or after your balls dropped?
Oh, way after. My balls dropped when I was 10.
Do you think they're still replaying it?
Yeah, they use those things for like 50 years.
That's it, man.
Dude, they only make like one call. I think the only one you could get is probably mine. That'd be a waste of money. They could usually use the same one over and over. What they do is, though, they...
The regular callers, they're going to get tired of hearing you say, oh, yeah.
I was just about to get into that, actually. I was just about to address that very topic. Of course, a 900 number is going to get A&I. So they're just going to, I guess, I hope they do this. I mean, this is how I would do it. I would check it against the A&I and play a different one.
This is a good beige boxing.
The next one you hear Tron, right?
Oh, yeah, Tron's on there, too.
How fucked up is it going to be when some guy calls, right, and he's right about to bust a nut, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah, this good shit, he'll be like, hey, wait a minute.
That's Decoder from G-Fall Radio.
Last week.
Somebody's going to own me with that now. They're going to go find it. You know what? I hope that all these eavesdrop lines make, like, millions of dollars this week over that.
Yeah, you should get residuals or whatever when they rerun it.
I should, but I don't. I had to sign $25 one time.
Yeah, you didn't get a good contract.
Oh, whatever. It was fun.
You need to have an agent next time.
Oh, yeah, the agent for the phone sexing. That's what I need.
And I just think it'd be funny to call them and just come up with the most vulgar, like tell them how you want to vomit in their pussy and shit in their mouth and whatever. What is that?
Speaking of the FCC.
Uh-oh.
Did you know there's regulations on that type of stuff, Spank?
How so?
All right, well, here's how it works, and I'm quite sure all the default radio listeners want to know about how 900 phone sex numbers
tell
work.
Tell me what I can and cannot say. Go
all
ahead.
Right, well, here's the thing. It's different depending on whether you call a 900 number or whether you call an 800 number and use your credit card.
Really?
Yeah, because now even though the 900 numbers cost more than the credit card calls, you can actually say and do less on a 900 call, and here's why. When you use your credit card, that's a way for them to have definite age verification. You know what I'm saying? But when you're using a 900, you could be anyone. So the 900s have more stringent, and it's really weird. Many people don't know this. But if you're calling a 900 for phone sex, now they do this because I've heard it done, but they're technically not supposed to, according to the FCC. The girl isn't allowed to really say anything sexual.
What?
At all. On a 900 call. She could let you say whatever you want. She could play on what you say, and actually they train them on how to do it, on how to not say anything real sexual, but let you do what you have to do. You know what I'm saying? So calling 900 numbers is a big ripoff. The girl won't even do anything good. But using your credit card, there used to be a few more restrictions, but now I think the only FCC restrictions on the phone sex are rape fantasies, I think, are no good. Underage Fantasies, no good. And there's one fucking more that I can never think of. It's not Scat, because Scat was just actually made legal.
Animal?
Yeah, bestiality, that's it. Rape Fantasies, bestiality, and Underage. Can't do it, no matter what. You got to be calling them 011 numbers for that type of shit. So, Stank, just let you know, you got to be calling those 011 numbers, because I know you're into all that.
Crap, man, now I guess I have to cut back.
You want to rape an underage dog.
No, all he does is make him say, I am the doggy.
I am the doggy.
An underage goat.
Now that we know what you can't talk about, you should call him up and try and talk about those things specifically.
Say, now that we know it, let's do a proof of concept. We should call both of them.
Here's the thing, though.
I'm on the show, and try it. Say, okay, baby, I've got my dick out. What are you going to do with it?
That's it. You know what they'll say?
What
I don't know,
want me to do with
exactly. That they're trained to do specifically this, man. I'm telling you this. This is from the industry inside.
We'll trick them. Tell them there's an extra 10 in it for them.
Yeah, right? But, you know, the thing is, they always go against that. I've had girls on 900s give me their home phone numbers.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got a few. You want them?
We should call them directly. Forget the 900. Call them directly.
I did. As a matter of fact, you know how sometimes those 900 numbers, they just forward it to the girl's house? Like,
right.
She calls up, she signs in, and they forward it to her house. Right. I actually called one of these chicks who gave me her number, and she was like, wait a minute, I'm not on today. I didn't sign in. And I'm like, no, babe, this is fucking Prescott. You gave me your number the other day. She's like, oh, hey, what's up? It's pretty funny.
Hmm.
And that was all, big shouts to Dick Pickleson, by the way, because that was all based on him beige boxing that shit on some, like, 90-year-old fucking woman's house. That's so wrong, but then again, so right.
Actually, you can't read them.
They probably charged her for it.
She's like, did I? I don't remember. Oh, well, maybe I did.
Oh, well, I'll pay the $800 charge. So, Natus.
Yo.
You got any numbers to call? Because we haven't really done much freaking on this show.
Huh. I don't know. Let me look. Hold on.
Come on, man. You got to call some numbers. You got to call something good.
Don't make this like the last episode we were on.
Huh?
Got a whole bunch of shit to talk about, and then he comes on, I got nothing to say. That was hilarious.
No, I asked Natus earlier to be on the show, and now he's here.
Yeah.
That's it? We're getting
well,
it together.
You asked me if I could three-way some calls for you. I thought you had some numbers you wanted to be.
Oh, God. Wow. This is all sorts of fucked up. Maybe I do have something, as
okay,
a matter of fact.
Okay, that is call 900.
Oh, you know what we should do right now? For a little while at least, maybe until Not Theory gets back, and maybe we might not do it for that long, but right now, since it's getting late, and I know I don't even know how many people are still listening, it's going to be great to find out.
You want to try that Radio Disney again?
Nah. God damn you. We're going to give out a conf number.
Ooh.
And we're going to take some callers. Maybe, for how many, the one person for Tron out there listening.
Well, there's 15, but 14 unique.
Uh-oh. All right, well, we're going to give out the conf number right now. And the conf number, there isn't a call-in, too.
And you know you're opening up, this could be dangerous, but...
Oh, yeah, because Natus is going to hang up on it if it gets dangerous. All right, Natus?
Okay.
Yeah, we have to have a cue or something. You'll know when to hang up if it gets stupid. But we're going to give out the conf number. We're going to give you a few minutes to get it all together. But the number you're going to come on, and we're taking callers right fucking now to be on Default Radio, to fulfill your life dreams and goals to be on this show.
You get your talk on.
Exactly.
Woo!
Hold it up.
Call 900.
900, no. 508-295-9926, and the extension that we're going to use...
Wait, what was it?
508. You're not going to call it right now, Natus. We've got to give these people time.
Okay.
So the DDP conf number, but we're not going to use that extension. We're going to use a different extension. 508-295-9926, and the extension that we're going to use is 485. So, everybody out there, call it up at 485. Don't do it yet, Natus. Give these people time. I'm going to give the number out one more time. For everybody out there listening,
508-295-9926,
extension, what did I say?
485.
485 is the extension, everybody. 485.
Powered by Walt Disney for Joe Jesus.
Shut the fuck up about Walt fucking cryogenically fucking frozen Disney. Was he cryogenically frozen, or was that just Ted Williams?
Well, Ted Williams was for sure. I don't know if Disney was. I thought that was a myth.
I thought it was, too, but I don't know. So Ted Williams was, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to be cryogenically frozen.
And Ted Williams' son now is claiming that he wants to be cry. I'm like, you suck. Why would anybody want to freeze your ass?
Who the fuck are you? You know? What did you ever do? Ted Williams had a son?
Nobody's going to revive your ass for some jizz. Nobody wants you, dude.
Yeah, you know fucking what? I wouldn't want to be cryogenically frozen. When I fucking die, I want to be dead and gone and fucking forgotten. The fuck? Who needs that shit? Because you know what? By the time they come up with high enough technology to fucking unfreeze you and fucking, you know, make you live again, they could probably just raise the dead while they're at it, you know?
I don't know, dude. Imagine the SEC charges by then.
Right?
Frozen 911 fee.
God, shut the fuck up.
Gonna call Michael Jackson's defense lawyer?
Ice tax.
No, nobody did nothing to do with Michael Jackson. That guy's worse than Disney.
I'm sure he's owned by Disney.
All right, we're gonna give up the cop number one
or
more time.
The noise he's doing is owned by Disney.
Shut the hell up.
Everyone is owned by Disney.
No. Fuck Michael Eisner. I thought they kicked him out, though. But anyway, 508-295-9926, extension 485, and we're going to give you 60 more fucking seconds to get on there, to get on the conf, to say what you got to say, and say how much we fucking suck, or whatever the fuck you want to say.
Boy, this is going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've taken calls before. Sometimes it's good.
I haven't heard it.
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Sometimes it's
good. Call, just give you a loud middle one.
Yeah, great. Well, if there's some dick who wants to root for everyone else, well, you're just a fucking retard. See you at Hope, motherfucker. Bring your friends.
It's rock.
Oh, man. All right, now, let's give it a call. Extension 485, everybody.
Okay.
See if there's anyone on there. Watch, there's nobody on there. I make that joke every time.
Mm-hmm. Booty-hoo!
Wait, we should bet on who's going to be in there.
All right, you want to make bets on who's going to be in there?
I say G.I. Joe and...
Joe?
No, G.I. Joe ain't around. G.I. Joe's
no,
on a vacation.
I guarantee you Cessna's in there.
Cessna's the man. I talk to him every day on AIM.
Yeah, he'll definitely be in there.
Cessna's in there. Tron.
Well, I can look up all these IP addresses and try to figure them out.
That would be cheating, damn it.
That's not fair.
Right? I bet Tron. All right, call it up, man. Well,
wait a minute. I can do that, too. Hold up.
Just call it up, Mattis.
And I'm the extra non-unique, by the way, just in case you were wondering. You mentioned that
earlier. Does this bridge past
DTMF? Huh?
Does it
past DTMF?
A little bit. Why? What do you want to do?
I don't know. You're probably going to dial it, though.
What happened?
He has to call the number to
dial it.
All right, can everybody not talk at once? Doug?
He has to dial the number.
Oh, okay. Well,
Jesus.
Fucking shit,
right.
Dial it up. Doug, can you just shut up, man? What are you doing?
Your ass would do the end.
I thought you said you weren't going to be on the show today.
I was, but it's almost 9 o'clock, and then it's free nights and weekends, and I'm on for the rest of the day.
Oh, God. You ruined it. Are we in the conf yet, or what?
His voice over a cellular is working for me.
What the fuck's going on?
I used to work with a guy named Doug, and he was one of those, I'm never going to pay the taxes because I don't have to, because there's loopholes in the legal system that says I don't have to.
And he went to
jail. The feds were after him all the time and, like, coming to work, asking for information, trying to own him because he refused to pay taxes.
Nice. They come after you for that shit.
They don't play when it comes to getting their money.
Yeah, that's how Milton William Cooper, author of the fine book Behold a Pale Horse, that's how he went down. Decided he didn't want to pay taxes, and they came in. He got in a shootout with some U.S.
Yeah.
Marshals.
They don't play with that. They're like Repo Man.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
yeah.
By the way, that show on Discovery rocks.
Oh, hell fucking yeah.
Dude, is that not the bomb diggy or what?
Hell yeah. They show these dudes breaking into the cars and shit. It's awesome.
And then the dude comes out the front door with, like, a shotgun, and they fucking bolt.
Wow, this sounds like...
What was that?
Decoder?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What happened?
Hold on. I think I'm on the conf.
Yeah, who's in the conf? Hit pound.
What the fuck?
I think you dropped it, bro.
Yeah, I didn't. I think I muted myself by accident or something.
Oh, try it again.
Okay, 1 second.
This conf accepts DTMF, Star 6 and stuff like that, I think.
Yeah.
Will mute you, though.
It accepts it, but it won't pass it.
Yeah, but I think Star 6 mutes you, so watch out for that on this conf. It's always a catastrophe when we try to fucking call the
cops. Should always take a break before we're about to call on the caller lines.
What do you mean a break?
Play SBC commercials and Radio Disney advertisements.
Maybe. We
Disneyland, only for half price, so now it's only $300 instead of $800.
If you say Disney fucking one more time, Doug, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking come to California, fucking. You know, I'm going to be there for fucking Layer 1, man.
When the hell is that?
I don't even know. June.
Oh, no
fuck you up,
dude.
Bro. I'm going to
fuck,
fuck
I
you up.
Sooner.
You better.
We'll own you with our eBay army.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that.
No, we're not going to talk about that. That one we have to save.
Oh, say, oh, okay. You shouldn't have mentioned it, damn it.
I know. That's an inside joke. I shouldn't have brought that up.
I've been saving that, man. I haven't mentioned a goddamn word about it.
That's going to rock, though, right?
Oh, hells yeah. The people are going to know soon, or like in within 8 months.
Yeah. It's not going to take as long as I thought, as it turns out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot more than I expected. But it's easy. It's easy to start your own army these days.
Oh, yeah. All we need is
how do you unmute yourself on this call?
I forgot why.
Okay, I think Mattis muted himself.
Star 6? Star 0 tells you all the commands.
He's yelling and we can't hear him.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is this another catastrophe?
I don't know, Mattis. Decoder doesn't know.
Mattis, press star 0 and we'll tell you all the commands. If you can't figure it out, I think it's star 6. I'm giving up.
Decoder.
Yo, are you there?
Yo,
yeah, we're here.
Alright.
I did star 6-7.
Decoder, you fucking asshole. You know that?
Why am I an asshole, Tron? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You stupid little fucking song at the beginning. Fuck you, man.
What are you talking about? We played the Tron song at the beginning of this? Doug.
No, we didn't.
Doug. Yeah,
oh, dude, Tron, Tron, you're a freaking moron.
Fuck you, man. You're a dick. Just because I said your first name in a cough, you're being a fucking...
Tron, shut up for a second, because, you know, we got to talk to other people.
You're hearing, yesterday or last week's episode before this episode.
Yeah, Tron, we played last week's episode before this one, and it's the Tron song, I Am Tron, is still on there. All right, goddammit.
Fuck you, man.
Get off the fucking cough, then. We don't want you on default radio if you're going to be an ass. Who else is at the cough?
Protrax is here.
Who's there?
Protrax.
Who else?
Nigger.
Hey, I tried to help Lucky with his cell phone. He sucks ass.
Oh yeah, did you give him any help or not?
I tried to tell him that there was like an unlock code that
hey,
he had to enter, but I don't think it was
fucking Decoder Lucky. Okay, fuck you.
Yo, Tron, what the fuck is wrong with you, yo?
Dude, Tron, calm down. You're hearing last week's episode.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Dude, Jesus fucking Christ, dude. You've been fucking cool up until fucking now. That was last week's episode. We didn't play at the beginning of this one. It just came on before this one. We were streaming last week's episode before we played this one, dude.
Tron, you've been cool lately, for real.
Jesus Christ.
Don't get weird now, man.
Now, what was happening? Protrax?
Yeah. Lucky tried to fix his phone using some unlock codes.
Okay, we talked about this just to get everyone up to speed. Lucky was on default daily today, and he was having problems with his fucking this Nokia 6340. Yeah, 6340i that he bought off of eBay.
And of course, since he bought it off eBay, that means it's a brick immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I tried to tell him, like, entered in the 7th lock code, and he's like, I already did, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, he did, actually.
I'm pretty sure that he fucked up his phone, or it was fucked up from the guy.
It was fucked up from the guy, and he doesn't want to return it. That's the thing.
Yeah, and I IM'd him, and he was being all stupid.
Well, he is. That's why we kicked him off the show.
I think he has my IP address.
Huh?
I think he has my IP address, so I'm kind of scared.
Is Lucky going to DOS you with his little Windows 98 computer?
Yeah.
Coming from
I'm going to get owned by Lucky.
You're coming from his 2600 shell?
Yeah, but I have nothing else to say other than, yeah.
Yeah, than that. Well, that's why we kicked him off of here, because Lucky's been a little bitch. Lucky and Tron should start their own goddamn fucking radio show.
I just gave Lucky the number 2. He'll be on here in a second.
Oh, great.
He'll start talking shit right now.
About what?
About how gay he is. How gay Lucky 225 is.
Who else is in the comp, by the way?
He is gay.
This is Cessna.
Cessna, what up, bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, yo.
Decoder.
Yo.
Yo, it's Lucky, yo.
Shut the fuck. I heard you've been fucking being rude to all the default radio fans. What's fucking wrong with you?
Lucky's too freaking stupid to unlock a fucking Nokia.
No, my Nokia is unlocked, you fucking moron. It doesn't work with the white cape, Sim.
I've seen it done. It does work.
You're a fucking cable.
Well, I fucking went into the AT&T store and they stuck a blue SIM in there and it worked fine. But the white SIM doesn't work.
You know why, Lucky?
Because you're why?
Because you're a noob!
Thank you!
You are the white SIM noob!
Yo, we have to cut out Lucky, because Lucky's not supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, Lucky, you're banned from default radio. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm banned?
Even Tron's allowed on.
It's a public conference. What the hell?
Excuse me? No, it's not. This is a private conference, only for people who are not banned from default radio.
It's a caller line. It's not a conference.
Hey,
the caller extension.
I'm a caller, okay? You can't ban your callers.
Oh, yeah, we can.
You're fired, man.
We can if we want to, even though I'm not...
If you want to ban your callers, you're going to have to get a separate call in line where you can disconnect them.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
55 is here for life.
Oh, no. We're all fearing in our boots. Oh, shit.
What's going up in Guasta, California tonight, Lucky?
Not much,
man. Show's not about him, fuckers.
I was a dog slamming on me, man. Yeah, Mr. Rant Media.
Fuck Guasti, this is bullshit, dude.
So I heard Tron was, like, whining about the Tron song. I heard he was getting all pissed.
It wasn't even being played, too.
It was the end of the last episode. Tron should have just expressed his dismay in a nicer tone, and maybe he wouldn't have been owned like that, you know.
We need to set a record on the number of techno remixes of one song. And just remix the Tron song as many times as possible.
I don't know. See, Tron, if you're showing your displeasure for it, you see what happens. People just, like, want to hear it even more now and want to put it out there. I think if you just were like, man, that's pretty funny, nobody would even care.
Did you do the White Sword remix?
No, but it's...
No, it wasn't a remix. It was just the old episode.
Yeah, once again, Lucky, now we have to explain to you what the fuck went on for the 10th millionth fucking time.
No, I'll listen to the episode later. Don't even worry.
No.
Not on the episode, though.
Doug, shut up for a second. God damn it. Let me fucking talk.
That's the end of the last episode.
Yeah, we had Default Radio episode 18, the last episode, because this is episode 19, was streaming previous to this episode. So what people heard was the end of episode 18, which the end of episode 18 contained the I Am Tron song. And that happened exactly before Default Radio 19 started. So it wasn't played again, it was just being streamed. That's going to, on the MP3, it's going to stay on the MP3, because we don't edit shit here, except for fucking when it makes me look bad. Just shut up, Tron. I'm going to see you at Hope, right?
Hey, Stank, you still awake?
Yeah, I'm here.
Stank, you're a dick, man. Your forms suck, man. You're a fucking fascist. Ban people for no fucking reason.
No, he banned you for a good fucking reason, I think.
You're a Tron!
It's not hilarious. This is like one-on-one action here.
Nazi fucking wannabe moderator. Fuck you.
You know what I'm not to get banned, Tron?
Suck your fucking little fuck, man.
Jerry. I mean, Dakota.
Yeah, Tron, why are you ruining my show? Seriously, you've been cool fucking lately. Tron, I don't care if you have beef with fucking Lucky, with Doug, with fucking Spank Dog, with fucking goddamn whoever. This is right here is Decoder. All right?
It's the Decoder show. It's not really, you know.
Yeah, so what's the fucking deal? All right.
Tron, what's up, man?
That's it. Can we just all fucking chill? You don't fucking talk shit about my co-host over there, Spank Dog.
That's a prick.
He banned you because you're a fucking asshole. I saw it. You were being an asshole to some fucking other asshole and got you both fucking banned. Good for both of you.
Hey, Tron, how long you been in the scene, man?
Since 1983, baby! Oh,
damn.
Damn.
You know how old I was in 83? I was 9 years old in 83.
Tron was 7. And he had...
I was 0 in 83, dog.
Oh,
yo, me too, dude.
Come on, Shank's close to my age. You were probably, what, 8 or 9, Stank?
When?
In 83. I was like 9.
83, Dakota. I was 12.
Dakota was 20 in 83.
Shank's like 50 years old.
At least.
Oh, gosh.
No, but you know what? Just because of Tron, we're killing the conference.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it, man. Now I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off
now.
Hey, now
anyone should copy the ending outro and make their own remix of it.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now I'm pissed off about that. We're going to kill the fucking comp. ProTrax fucking shouts to you, man, for calling Lucky an asshole, because he is.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, Dakota.
Fucking...
Definitely shouts to ProTrax. And give his track phone voicemail a call.
Ooh. Ah, fuck.
What's the number?
I haven't set that up yet.
What?
I haven't set that up yet. Ah, fuck.
I set it up for you, ProTrex.
Yeah, wonderful. It's a track phone. I don't really give a shit.
Anyway, fucking Cessna, of course. Fucking, you're always here. Of course, shouts to you. And fucking Tron, you need to fucking chill out, seriously. This ain't fucking a conf. This ain't fucking your personal playground. This is fucking Default Radio right here, and you will respect me.
You'll respect my authority.
You got that, and Lucky, you too.
Hey, no, I totally understand that.
All right, so fuck you. Get off the conf. That is kill it. Her. Later. Drop it.
Okay, I dropped it.
I need that's not the shit I need. I wanted to fucking have a good time. You see this stank, man? You see what fucking I just wanted to get a few people if it was just fucking...
I'm just saying, where's the love?
If it was just ProTrex and fucking Cessna on there, that would have been cool. We would have kept it on.
There's a lot
of... That was WrestleMania.
But it got ruined because of fucking Tron, because of Tron's noobish attitude, thinking, getting so pissed off over the I Am Tron song, which is the funniest thing ever. That's going to be... Now, you know what, Doug? Play that at the end of this episode. And you know what, Doug?
End of every episode. Hey, give it to me. I'll open BinRev with it.
That's it. It's fucking done. That's it, Tron, man. For you, you know, for you coming on here and saying that shit and using the N-word, I don't need to hear that shit.
Doug's not even on here, though, so you got to tell him out.
And we'll tell him. We'll fucking tell him. Doug will fucking know. That's going on the end of every default. That might be the intro from now on. That'll be a lot easier for me to not have to pick songs anymore. I go out of my way to go through my personal CD collection to find songs. You know what? You know, to play both sides of the fence for the RIAA, every single, and I've said this before, and every single goddamn piece of music ever played on Default Radio, I have here on store-bought fucking CD. Every single song. Except for the Tron song, of course. Oh, and the special 8675309 that we played last week, I do not have that on fucking CD.
Hey,
you
guys call that
sued.
Tonight?
Huh?
Have you guys called that tonight? Is it still on?
Wow, are we still on the fucking conf?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are.
Hey, we're being good.
All right, good. Yeah, you guys are being good. Maybe you could stay. Natus, wait a minute. Before, you know, what the fuck, Natus?
What?
We're still on the conf, but I want to stay now because Tron fucking left.
Not on the comp still, are we?
No, they're just fucking magically fucking here.
I thought I dropped it. I hit the fucking...
Well, you know, we're still on it, so we're going to keep it on. All right.
I might get disconnected.
What do you mean?
You want me to just keep it?
Huh?
You want me to just keep it?
Yeah, keep the comp on, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how the fuck that happens.
It's going to call back.
Tron.
Well, whatever. Let him call back.
Hey, where the fuck did that come from? This is what I don't get. That's like... ages ago.
Because that was like in April. He's a fucking moron. A year ago. A full fucking year ago.
I haven't heard or seen hide or hair of this dude. You know? I mean, he's out, I guess, sharing his text file.
Well, that's how Tron thinks. It was a year ago. I mean, that's how Tron's time is. I mean, he wrote a text file that's been out, I don't know.
96. 96.
Yeah, that's how he thinks. He thinks in a long proportion of time.
Yeah, time doesn't affect Tron as the rest of us. Tron is like a...
And, you know, I know the fresh is hate. The hate is fresh, excuse me, with some people. For recent actions, but my God, I'd forgotten about Tron.
Maybe you should unban him.
Maybe not.
You
should ban him again.
You know what? He did say that word. Now the FCC's coming after our ass for somehow.
You should just approve a point, Stank. Just unban him and not tell him. Be like, what are you talking about? You've been unbanned since fucking like 6 months ago. You could have just logged in any time. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Hey, I didn't go so far as to ban his IP completely like I did with others.
Well, Tron is really elite and he has proxies.
Ooh.
Oh.
Proxy.
Ooh.
They're also more than a year old.
That makes me shake in my boots.
I know. Proxies are fucking elite, man.
Oh.
But there's many other forums, Tron, that you could go post on.
They have his own.
What about the DEFCON forum that White Sword got banned?
Yeah, Tron, go over there and say, hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Tron.
And then they'll ban him.
Here is my text file.
Check it out. Dope.
So the first time he says, hello, my name is Tron, they'll ban him.
Yeah, did you hear about that, Stang?
No, why? I don't know the
DEF CON forum, apparently.
Oh, wait a minute. Just for the record, I didn't even know Tron. I gave him a chance. He came in the forum.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, let's bring that up, because I know it was a year ago, but I've said it. I've said it a million times. I don't know if I've said it on the show. I might have. But I actually looked at all the posts he made, and I noticed that when he joined, the first thing he did was post his text file. Okay? And that people welcomed him. And people even posted threads from other forums where he got the fucking shit flamed out of him.
And I told people to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and you guys, you, fucking Duel, Icon, I remember, all you guys fucking posted, and you were like, yeah, you know, it's fucked up, but, you know, we'll give you a chance here, you know what I'm saying? Not a fucking problem. And what did he do? He acted like a dick. So, I mean, what the fuck? The only place that I think I've ever in the history of the world seen Tron welcomed.
It just, some people you just can't take out of the house, that's all.
Yeah, well, Tron, I've been trying to be cool with you, but you come on my show and try to fucking ruin it. Screw you. Fucking screw you. God damn it. Now I'm not going to give you the AIM name that I had.
Maybe he's pissed because he's still getting email at Default Radio.
Yeah, right. Root at defaultradio.com.
Oh, tell Stank about that, about forwarding all this shit.
Oh, yeah, we gave the first person to get a defaultradio.com was Tron, and he didn't want it, so we gave it to him anyway.
And now you've been telling everybody to email him, so.
Just email him. What, Doug, does he have one? Is Doug even here?
Yeah.
Tron at defaultradio.com, or is it root at defaultradio.com?
It's just Tron right now. You want me to make it root?
Yeah, but root also can go to him now.
Oh, God.
God damn it. Come on here and try to start some shit, because we fucking... Fuck that. That song is going to be on every episode, Tron. You son of a bitch. And Tron's one of our most loyal listeners. He listens to every episode of Default Daily. He listens to Default Radio. He fucking intercepts my phone calls.
Yeah, you know, and that's... Okay, explain that logic to me. If he hates me so much, why does he want to be coming back to the forums?
I don't know. See, that's the thing.
I'm such a dick, and I'm such a fucktard. Why do you want to be unbanned?
Well, he said you were a fascist.
A fascist. I've never in my life on this planet been called a fascist before. That was a first.
Yep. I just don't fucking get it, man. I don't get some people. I mean,
the first for many things.
Yeah. I'm serious. I just don't get some people, you know?
Well, you've got a couple bad apples that try to run the entire bunch, but...
Yeah, that's what they always do, and, you know, just because your forum is the only active forum with fucking good information and fucking smart fucking people that aren't going to fucking just say stiffu noob.
Well, thank you, Decoder.
You know what I'm saying? Well, except the Doug. But I'm serious, you know what I'm saying, Tron? Go fucking join the broken forum. They'll welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, you're going to... Your buddy, what's his name, is over there now... Raven.
Oh, yeah, White Raven. Tron and White Raven should fucking just form an alliance.
Broken Helen Linux distro.
Oh, God.
Has anybody heard anything from Majestic lately?
Yeah.
Yeah, Majestic comes in the comp every once in a while. I don't hear him as much as I used to. I've been trying to get him on Default Daily, but,
But he can tell me to shut the fuck up, too?
Yeah, well, because he's never around. He's never around when I record it. I record Default Daily during the day. That's why it's daily, not nightly.
Oh, that other episode of the night was, though.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have an idea.
What was the nightly edition?
Nightly.
What happened, Doug?
I'm going to make the nightly edition now.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, you go ahead and do that. I don't have any copyrights on fucking Default Radio.
Default late
night. Shit. You know what? We just ruined... Fuck. You know, it's after midnight.
What does that mean?
It means it's not Default Friday anymore.
Oh, no!
It's Default Saturday!
Super Saturday. Saturday, Saturday, Saturday.
Hey, did you guys start at regular 10 o'clock? I was watching a movie with a friend.
So. Yeah, we started... Oh, you weren't listening? Get off the comp. You're not loyal enough.
I was with a female, man.
All right, that's a good excuse. We actually killed a whole episode because of a female, so...
Nah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we started at 10 o'clock. This is the fucking all-nighter. And you know what?
How late are we going?
I don't know. Until I fucking get sick of it or until... Well, oh, yeah, I can't get a phone call because I got... Oh, dude... I'm probably missing all my fucking calls from the females. I would have got interrupted like 1,000 times by now. God damn it.
No call waiting beeps tonight?
Nope.
Hey, can we call some numbers or something?
Who wants to call something? Anybody got a number we should call up? I want to do it. Wait, who has three-way?
I'll do it.
All right, what are we going to call? Anything? Anybody got any ideas?
Hold on, I'm looking.
God damn it. See, Spank, was this a...
Somebody. I want to hear...
I got a cool ANAC decoder, but...
Well, you're going to call it and play your number out for everyone?
Yeah, I could. We could just give it out if you want.
Wait, what was
I really want everybody knowing the number of my main set.
Yeah, what? Why is it a cool ANAC?
Because, it reads your real time, but only the 7, and it places the area code in front of it. So, like, even though I'm calling from 802, it lists 712 as the area code, and then my number.
Really? Where'd you find this?
You know that list not Siri made of all the CLEC?
Oh, you were checking that out, huh?
Yeah, I'm scanning a bunch of stuff.
So you want to give out that ANAC number? That's a real-time 7-digit, but actually replaces your area code with the area code that you're in? Calling it in? Give it out.
Actually, there's some other good stuff in this exchange.
Yeah, who's breathing like that? Before
Probably Tron.
Sorry, it was ProTrax. So I tend to do that.
Oh, okay. Give it out, Natus.
Okay, it's 712-580-9999.
Whoa, that's hard to figure out right there.
Yeah.
Where's 712? Where the fuck is that? Somebody school me.
I don't even know.
I try to memorize all the area codes, but it's kind of hard. I get confused.
It's the one before 713, I think.
Oh, it's the one before 713, yeah. Good job, Doug.
Yeah, see, that's where we need the NPA.
Oh,
it's in Iowa.
712 is actually, yes, it's Western Iowa.
It says Iowa, Buffalo, Bus.
You know, I've been scanning a lot of those ones, a lot of really small companies and everything that just serve one exchange.
Yeah.
So far, probably... like 50% of them have been in Iowa. It's like CLEC.
Iowa is CLEC land, most definitely. Most definitely.
Weird.
I lived out in Iowa. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Why is that? Is there like a geographical reason or something?
No, it's just because fucking Iowa sucks.
Really?
I mean, no disrespect to anyone in Iowa. I know that a couple of people on the forums are from Iowa. You know, Briscativo, my main man Brisk, he's over there in Iowa. But it just, you know what Iowa's an acronym for, right? Idiots out walking around. There was another one too that I forgot. There was one that I never heard, and somebody mentioned it. I forgot what it stood for though. But yeah, Iowa definitely has a lot of CLEX. There's a lot of crazy shit going on in Iowa.
Pretty crazy.
Oh hell yeah! And 7-1, yeah, that's the western part of Iowa.
I take it they need a CLEX for every piece of corn grown there.
Yeah, probably. Well, you know near Des Moines and around Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, you know, that's larger areas. But the western part is definitely kind of it's kind of small. I liked Iowa City, man. I think Iowa City is a fucking cool place. It's kind of a laid back. I liked it a lot better than Des Moines. Des Moines is kind of like fucking,
boring.
It's just, there's just something wrong with it. But Iowa City seemed pretty cool.
No, I live in Hartford. Hartford is the absolute worst place to live on the planet.
Why do you say that?
We have insurance companies, and that's about it.
So, I don't know. We're going to call anything cool. We're going to talk to somebody who got any ideas.
We could call some payphones or
Joy Bubble or Mitnick.
No Mitnick.
Yeah, don't call fucking Mitnick. Stop fucking bothering him. I don't know why everybody does that, man. Why do you always got to bother fucking Kevin Mitnick? The guy's a human being, too. He's out there doing shit. He's not just sitting around like us morons.
You should call Joy Bubble.
Yeah, he's not sitting around like a moron.
Maybe Joy Bubbles might be sitting around like a moron, though.
Let's call Captain Crunch. Maybe he is.
Let's call Action.
No, don't call Captain, dude. He'll talk about
it. If we called Captain Crunch, we'd have to make this show like an extra 2 hours.
We'd have to dedicate another hour to...
Yeah, Draper fucking...
spam mail you get.
Draper talks and talks and talks about a lot of shit, man.
I'll give out his dog.
How much spam mail do you guys get? He's like trying to pimp his own, like... hardware and software he's working on.
Well, you know, hey, that's what it's all about, man. But seriously, let's fucking, who wants to call someone? Somebody call their operator.
Let's call a payphone at Disneyland.
No, I don't want to call a payphone. Somebody
call your
call...
operator.
You can do way
an
operator.
Number you're calling
never
from.
Works for me.
It never works?
Oh.
Disney.
Well, it always works on my landline.
Aren't you going to yell at Doug for saying Disney?
I'm immune to it now.
hey, Dakota.
Yeah.
You were talking about that, like, traffic light number on default daily?
Oh, yeah, that 508 number, yeah.
Somebody, you want to call that, or?
You're not going to really be able to hear it, because there's so many people on here.
Because it's really, the sounds are really subtle when you call that number.
Okay.
It's a definite oddity, though. It's a fucking oddity. I can tell you that.
I have a question for you. Are you going to try to maybe do a live episode from Hope?
If Lucky comes to fucking Hope, we're going to do it live and in person.
Okay.
Which he better be at fucking Hope. I mean, if he's not, we actually have something else planned. But I don't think Doug is going to come to Hope. He could talk a lot of shit, but I don't think he's going to fucking be there.
Oh, fuck
you. Thank you for waiting. Operator Amy?
Hey, Operator. I'm special, and I need assistance in placing a toll-free telephone call.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't dial direct from your cell phone.
I'm special.
You need special service?
Yeah, I just need assistance in dialing the number. I'm having trouble.
I understand that, sir, but I can't dial from your cell phone.
No, but I can dial from my cell phone, but I can't. But you don't have to dial from it, because I have it. But you could dial from your phone.
Sir, you're not understanding me. I cannot dial any number direct from a cell phone.
Oh, you can't dial it direct?
No, I can't.
Oh, could you transfer me to AT&T long distance?
Certainly, one moment.
Thank you.
AT&T.
What a
lie. Dialing is not provided.
Oh, you can't do it.
I can do it from my Sprint phone. I can actually
dial
it on my Sprint phone.
Yeah, Sprint phones work for that, but what kind of phone
is that?
Oh,
that was my phone.
What kind of phone is that?
Verizon Wireless.
Verizon won't put you through. We already established that.
Verizon Wireless will dial it for you. You just got to do it better, that's all.
What are you talking about?
No, I have them place 800 calls for me all the time. It always works.
Try it again, then. Fuck, what are you trying to say? My skills are fucking subpar?
You want me to call 1-800 number for you guys?
Well, hold up. Wait. I want to stay on this for a second. Doug.
No. Seriously, we've done it before. It's a little hard because remember when she did it for us on the deleted episode of episode 1? She did it for us. Like, she called it, and then she brought it back saying, wait, hold on a second. I got to transfer my supervisor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and then,
yeah.
And then the supervisor placed it, because the supervisor, you have to ask for the supervisor first.
They called
really?
It for me, for eight, for me, for my Verizon.
Well, why the fuck isn't it working for me? What, am I retarded?
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Special.
With Verizon Labs, it's easy as hell. All you got to do is say you're blind or some shit. But with cell phones, they're like, oh, we can't dial your phone, which is a load of crap.
Service in English, press 1.
What's this?
Somebody press 2. Quick.
DCMS don't pass.
Who are we calling?
Protrack.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's not doing anything because of DCMS.
Yeah. The DCMS does not pass through the conference.
Maybe the person hung up.
2.
Hello.
This is default appeal, remember?
The operator.
Okay.
This is Bell South.
Okay. Yeah, be quiet.
One declare, you speak talk.
Alright. Sure make you wait long enough.
Holy shit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The Buffalo Property, may I help you?
Hello, yes, I'm visually impaired and I need assistance in placing a toll-free telephone call.
Okay, I do apologize, sir. I'm not able to dial toll-free numbers.
Oh, they always do it for me.
But yeah, but the thing is that I do try it, it's not going to go through because I can't place toll-free numbers.
They did it for me yesterday. I have to dial the same toll-free number every day and I'm visually impaired. Okay, I'm sorry. The number is 800-225-5214. That wasn't it. That's not it. No.
225-5214.
800-225-5214.
I'm getting as fast busy because I can't connect to 800 numbers.
They did it yesterday, but the supervisor did it for me.
Okay, let me connect to my
Thank you, thank you. Excuse me.
Jamtron.
So my supervisor is busy with a customer, so you're going to hold a little bit, okay?
How long? Can you give me an estimated time? Because I need to get to sleep very soon, but I need to make this call. And I would if I could see the numbers, but I can't.
I really don't know. He's with a customer now, and I don't know how long it's going
to
be.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to continue listening to Default Radio, and then I'll call you back, okay?
Okay, thank you.
I love you.
No problem.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
That was great.
God damn it. I must fucking suck, man.
Nah, the supervisor always has to deal with Verizon Wireless.
Well, that was Bell South, apparently.
Yeah, it was Bell South.
Wait, is that not theory?
Yeah.
Owned, bro. You just missed the lead non-working social engineer that I tried that failed miserably.
Oh, man. What'd you say?
Hey, elite failure.
Yeah, right? We're just trying to opt-divert. It's just not working. I guess, like, I shouldn't be using that fucking stupid thing I do when I try to opt-divert. It always works for me from my landline.
Dude, how are you going to call and say that you're blind, but you're using your retard voice?
Well, because, maybe.
You're blind doesn't mean you're retarded.
Wait a minute, Stank. That wasn't my...
You have cut in my face. I'm blind.
Stank, that wasn't my retard voice. That's how I really sound like in real life. This is just an act I'm doing on the radio.
Doing your Tron voice.
Man, that sucks, man. That's the voice I always use, and it always works every time.
Yeah, with cell phones, with Verizon Wireless and such, it's really...
That was Bell South.
Supervisor.
That was Bell South, right? Right, Tesla?
That was Alltel.
Oh, it was Alltel. Oh, fuck Alltel. They don't do anything for you.
Yay, Alltel.
Alltel doesn't have their own shit, do they? But they, like, use other someone else's operator.
Who?
I don't know.
Sprint's great because you can do the 10-10-288.
Yeah, straight from the phone. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, you know what? This really sucks that I can't opt-divert. It works with my local op, which is another reason why I use landlines.
Try it again.
You want me to get a Sprint op on and see if you can do it?
Well.
Go for one more, man. You got to make one work.
All right, I'm going to try it. Yeah, I guess. Fucking let's do it again. I'm feeling really pissed off now. That's not working.
I have a good 800 number to call.
Ass poop. What's that? What's the numerical fucking very?
I'll have ass poop.
Tony, you want a Sprint op?
Yeah, get a Sprint op in here. Let's try to do this.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
277-7667.
All right, I got the phone right in front of me in case I forget.
Say ass poop. The supervisor will laugh.
Calling Sprint for assistance with your PCS service.
Operator, hello.
Press one.
Operator. My precious.
Hello? Hello?
You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't do it.
Everybody knows Green Bay is not in December.
Where's the operator?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Why not?
Because Sprint sucks.
Ah, fucking Sprint. God damn it. Hey, not theory, can you get, a fucking cable TV operator?
Yeah, I gotta tune to Channel Zero.
Oh, yeah, she watches Channel Zero, baby.
Whoa, Public Enemy reference, very nice.
Oh, yeah, I told you, I listen to the hip-hop. I'm from the old school, baby, though. Watch out.
Yeah, but, dude, not even fucking hardcore Public Enemy fans know that fucking song.
I just ended the PBS operator.
Oh, yeah, Channel 13, baby.
Oh, I got a number we can call if you want, pretty late.
All right, what is it?
Is somebody going to dial it?
Is somebody going to kill that reorder?
Oh, no, that is the lead number.
Oh, yeah, reorder.
Definitely wasn't me.
Okay, reorder.
Beep, beep, beep.
Whoever called it needs to let it go. There we go. No?
Loser.
I bet it's Tron.
Yeah, fucking Tron's all pissed off. I say we just play the Tron song over it.
I am.
Anyway. All right, wait, Natus, what do you want to call? What do you got?
It's a... Oh, my God.
No, that's not a real reorder. That's just somebody's shit. I'm about to drop the cough, baby, so you're going to fucking ruin it for everyone, Tron.
Come on, don't do that shit.
What do you got, Natus?
Okay, somebody else going to three-way
it. Ah!
Fucking Christ.
There's always got to be some fucking retard, you know what I'm saying, who obviously can't have sex or anything, will never, you know, feel sorry for him.
There's only three people on here.
It's one of y'all. Stank, are you still here?
I'm here.
Not Theory?
Yep.
Doug?
Yeah. Well, three people would be me, someone else, and...
Oh, it said three others, Cessna. Yeah, it said three others.
Me and Protrax and somebody else.
Yeah, yeah, so there's some other idiot, Trump. Anyway.
Did you consider the person who is linking our bridge into their bridge?
That's me.
Yeah, but it says it always says like there's three other people in the conference.
That'd be four total.
Yeah, exactly. So you got you three and then one other idiot.
Tron.
So now, what do you got there, Natus?
Okay, it's 1-866.
No, what the fuck is it first?
It's a special Verizon number. It's Verizon eWeb.
Okay, what's that?
It's a voice. It's a voice portal.
I want to talk to somebody, man.
Well, it's like a big directory. It's pretty lead.
Yeah, but then we got to hit DTMF. You give out the number, but don't call.
No, no, it's not DTMF. It's all voice activated.
Okay, voice. Somebody call it up. What's the number?
I'll look it up. That's why I thought it would be good.
All right.
I'll do it.
Okay, ready?
Hold on. What is it?
1-866-489-3932.
866.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, 866-489-3932.
Yeah, it spells 4VZEWeb.
Whatever.
Oh, I think I remember that number.
It's pretty cool, dude. There's a lot of stuff. They give you, like, a RCMAC. They give you security, dispatch center. Like, they just give you the number.
They just give you the number? They don't transfer you?
You can...
Please wait for others.
Ah, that's it. He threw it. Drop the conf, Natus.
Want me to?
Yeah, drop it.
See you guys.
Late.
Good order.
Yeah, you dropped it?
Hold on, let me check. Yeah, drop.
All right. Enough.
You want me three-way it then?
Yeah, fucking, yeah, three-way it in.
Okay.
Goddamn people always gotta fucking ruin the conf. We got a fucking good run, though, there.
Hey, I went to FCC.gov. And I'm looking at these headlines, and it says the FCC finds that the broadcast of F word during Golden Globe Awards was indecent and.
Hey! Shh.
You shished the dog.
Oh no! Ban him, Stank.
I think he got fucked up because we were talking.
What the fuck? No, wait. What happened, Stank? They fucking broadcast the F word during the Golden Globes?
That's what I was going to ask you. I hadn't heard that. Who said the F word during the Golden Globes?
I don't know. Oh, wait a minute. Nicole Richie.
She did?
Remember that?
No, I don't watch TV.
Me neither, but I saw it on the news, which I do watch.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. You can say corporate dialer, email, personal directory, or Verizon News. You can also...
Verizon News!
There's actually 14.
Extensions. Weather.
No.
Fuck me.
Kill me.
Thank you for calling 500-500-TEL.
Okay, you bastards. You screwed it all up because...
Main menu.
That doesn't work.
Main menu.
Oh, well, their tell me system sucks fucking hairy horse cock.
No, because you're loud ass keeps talking.
There are six top stories for today. When a news item is being played, say full story to hear the news item in detail.
Employees.
Shh. That fucking killed it.
Ah, you fucking bastards. You have to just be quiet and listen.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Employees earn major marketing honor for bundling success.
I'll just hang up on that. We can't fucking do a radio show where we can't talk.
Okay.
God damn it.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Well, anyways, I'll go through the menu because I have it all written down. All
right.
It gives you corporate dialer, email, personal directory, Verizon News. You can also say employee directory, useful numbers, which gives you, like, 15 numbers.
Nice.
Code training, add contact. stock quotes, register, update profile, change PIN, quick tip, and digital companion. Digital companion, if you're a Verizon employee, you enter, I think you enter your VVID on
okay.
your phone, and then it logs you in, and that's where you have, like, your contacts and your email. I guess you can check your email over the phone.
Or you would guess, because you've never logged in, like, illegally as a Verizon employee.
Oh, actually, I haven't.
Good. Okay. Oh, you really have?
No. Suck.
Here's an 800 number to call and complain about indecency and obscenity to the FCC.
All right. All right. Call that up.
Did we report ourselves?
Yes.
1-888-CALL-FCC.
All right. I'll divert to that or something, whoever wants to call it.
You know what it is? It's 1-888-225-5322.
There you go. Not there. You want to call that with an A&I spoof?
Sure.
Call it from, let's see, where should we call that from?
The Federal Communication Commission.
You're already calling it from somewhere, so don't worry.
Well, that's, I'm going to curse on this thing.
It's going to come up 484 default.
Your comment. You are calling from a touch-tone phone. Certain information is available to you through our automated response.
So it's really low. Yo, we can't hear that. That's really low.
I don't know what the hell's up with it.
That's really low.
It's the FCC.
Oh, well.
Just press zero or something to leave a message.
What do you want me to hit?
Something to leave a message. Zero, one, anything that will give me to leave a message.
Thank you for calling the Federal Communications Commission's Consumer Center.
Wow, that was nice of them. They hung up on us.
Well, motherfuckers. And that one just when they got loud.
They got a TTY number.
No, I'll skip calling that one.
God damn it. I wanted to say some dumb shit to them. I'm going to do that later. We'll do it for the intro next week's show. I'm going to say some really crazy shit to those fuckheads. God damn it. Fucking FCC. I'm going to report. Yeah, we're going to report ourselves. This is fucking show default radio. They won't stop fucking cursing. That's all I hear. Doug keeps coming in and going out. Like, he thinks that makes for good radio to hear that fucking beep.
Oh, chill out, dog. It's just the way of the Verizon wireless cell phone.
Shut the fuck up with your fucking prepaid Verizon.
No, what was it Stig was mentioning about the Grammys or whatever?
The Golden Globes. I'm pretty sure it was Lionel Richie who said some crazy shit.
Nicole Richie,
whatever.
We know on when CBS was, I think it was the Academy Awards, I forget what they were showing or whatever. It was one of those things. But, like, they had a whole bunch of stars, right, like Jay Leno and Oprah, and Oprah run, right? But Jay Leno didn't win anything. Well, on the CBS website, all right, CBS that shows David Letterman, they had the nerve on their front page to have a picture of Oprah and Jay Leno and other people. Jay Leno, of course, who didn't win anything, right? So David Letterman sees this, right, on his show, and he calls up the guy who runs the website saying, what is your problem putting a picture of Jay Leno on CBS's website, who didn't even win an award? You know, I can understand Oprah, but there's not even a picture of me, you know, who at least went there.
He's getting fucking butt hurt. You know what, though? I remember, I don't know if it was the Golden Globes, but it was one of these fucking things where they had some people performing, right?
Yeah.
It might have been the MTV fucking thing, right? And now this was the best. This is my favorite thing ever. This is just like, it probably wasn't MTV. It was probably something else. But there was just some bitch performing. I think it was one of these retarded pop stars. And when they would use foul language, right, they would put, like, this place card over the fucking screen. It's like, yo, maybe when I'm supposed to see something, you could put that there, but when somebody uses a foul word, I can't even see the fucking screen now?
Yeah.
Like, what, are you kidding me? And, you know, people deal with this shit. I mean, I thought this was a free country, but they have got censorship, apparently, so that little kids don't fucking learn bad words. Well, fuck you, little kids.
You know what?
Fuck.
I want to put, like, a banner in the elementary schools out here in Southern California.
Should. Fuck them.
You say it will and go to www.default.com.
Why are we fucking, seriously, why are we fucking making the world safe for fucking kids? Snot-nosed fucking brats. You know what I'm saying? Why are we making it safe for them? Fuck them. Let them learn some fucking bad shit when they're young so they don't have to fucking, so they can be used to it when they get older. Whatever, though.
Late Show's 5 years old now? Oh, God.
I hate that show, man.
When are they going to kill
me? Enough about TV. This fucking goddamn fucking radio show ain't about TV. I fucking hate TV. I got my TV off.
It ain't about freaking, because I don't know what you wanted to be.
It's not about freaking, no. It's about fucking shit.
About fucking shit, he's right, man.
Oh, man. I don't know. What else do we got to talk about here? We've been going a long fucking time.
This is like the longest episode ever.
Oh, yeah. It is.
I'll be going 2 hours and 40 minutes.
And the worst episode ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to be a hard distinction for the worst episode ever. That's going to be a tough one to call. There's a lot of them. God damn it.
I'm trying my damnedest to find another good number at Disney because I know how much you want to talk about them.
God damn Disney.
I still say we should call it Disneyland Paphos.
There's nobody there, fucker.
Dude, it's midnight. There's always people there.
So
it's not a Friday night.
There's got to be a... Shit, I have a number somewhere?
Doug, do you have payphones at Disneyland in California?
I can go get one right now.
All right, we'll call one. Fine.
Yay.
Fucking Christ. Disney fucking land. People want to go, fucking families want to go on vacation like Disney World and shit. What the fuck?
There's some in California. Disneyland.
Fuck Disneyland.
The happiest place on earth?
What's the point of having two? Why do they have a Disney World and a Disneyland?
Well, one of them's a world.
I never understood the point of that. Why you got two?
Plus, you got Euro Disney and Japanese Disney.
Euro Disney isn't around anymore.
Disney and...
Is it? Do they still have that? They didn't go for that shit in fucking Europe. They What is this fucking crap?
Right here is Disney's California Adventure, Disneyland.
Yeah, but do you fucking have payphone numbers? I don't want to call, like, the ticket
booth. Yeah, it's on the goddamn payphone. All right,
well,
direct...
call one of the payphone numbers, fucker.
Wait, what does the asterisk mean?
In the payphone directory?
Yeah.
I think it means that it does not accept incoming calls.
Oh, what a bunch of bitches.
The asterisk is you tells you who submitted it.
No, I think I know exactly what website he's at, and I think that's what the asterisk means.
No, the asterisk, you know, St. Doug's right, you click on it, it says who submitted it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been owned.
Yeah, you got owned.
No.
No, there's an asterisk in front of the numbers, not on the right of it. So there's two asterisks, actually.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, then I'm not owned. That means that if it accepts incoming or not. Okay.
No, you are owned, actually. Euro Disney does still exist.
No, it doesn't. Where is it? Switzerland? Where the fuck is that place?
I don't know.
I'm calling a payphone to do that.
So how do you know? Wait. You mean to tell me not to? You're going to try to own me and tell me that it still exists, but you can't even tell me where it is?
I'm on their website right now. It's just
it's got to be EuroDisney.com, right?
Well, where is it? Zurich? Where the fuck is the thing?
Let's see.
France, probably. I bet. You know how they go for that shit.
Oh, my God. I think you're right.
Is it in France?
Paris,
Disneyland,
Paris.
Disneyland Resort, Paris.
All right, there you go. It's not Zurich, Switzerland.
Oh, let's get a number.
Yeah, right. Are we calling a payphone at Disneyland or what, Doug? What's going on?
Yeah, I was calling. Hold up.
Yeah, are you gonna be able to three-way it before it fucking? See, this is like everybody must be on a landline from now on.
Quit whining.
I fucking can't three-way it over until they pick up. Which nobody will ever pick up. I've never had a payphone until they picked up.
Hey, someone's on a payphone.
What the
damn,
fuck is that?
That was a shitty payphone. She was like, hello?
Call the one next to it.
Yeah.
That was a shitty payphone, man. That sucks.
Yeah, she hung up.
Call him back to back and make her move across the phone.
Yeah, right. Be like, I'm watching you.
We need to have somebody film it. That'd be a great Hack TV segment.
I wonder if it's the FCC calling.
Yeah, right? Ooh, I'm going to talk to somebody at Disneyland.
Tell her it's the FCC calling, and by picking up the payphone, she broke, like,
That's what I was thinking, actually, but I might just fucking try to own her.
Hello.
Hey, no one's answering that one.
God damn it. Ah, whatever. No more fucking calling payphones.
Hater.
Nobody ever picks up, and when they do, it's all fucked up.
You can try one of the Project Walmart Freedom phones.
People are at Walmart fucking...
24-hour Walmart.
All right, call up one of those. I'll fucking have a call. I'll have a talk with those people.
All right, let's see if this... I mean, these are like pay phones. Let's see. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, how about, shit, I don't know where these extensions, where these, area codes are. Where do you want one at? Let's try...
Name some area codes. I'll figure out where they are.
How about, let's see, 208?
That's Idaho.
231.
I don't know what that is.
304, 305, 319.
Someone's on that payphone.
Busy?
One of them called you.
Really?
Yeah, it's near the restrooms on Disney's California.
Try calling the other ones near the restrooms.
Yeah, I'm going to call one next to it.
All right, yeah, call the one next to it. We might actually have some luck by the restrooms.
What are we calling?
We're calling the restrooms at Disneyland.
Say, yes, this is Restaurant Cleanliness Department calling. Could you please flush as you think? What did you eat?
Yeah, let's see. This would be good. I hope they pick up.
All right, let's call the third one.
Well, it's not working? What, are they all busy?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully we'll get through to one of them, because I got something good planned here.
Yeah, but they're busy. That means just try it a few times. There's got to be...
Oh, I got a good one planned here.
Uh-oh. You better close the show with something strong.
Oh, yeah. No, this usually just trails off into horribleness.
Can I say, it's gotten pretty rotten here. Everything we tried has failed.
Well, this is the all-nighter. That's how it works. Nothing ever works on this show. Everything I try, although I'll hang up the phone and do it myself, and everything will work perfectly.
That fucker's still on the phone with Goofy.
Goofy's using the phone.
Disney phone sex.
They should have that.
Press 1 to talk to Jasmine. All right, hold on.
Hi, I'm Jasmine.
God. Let's just get through to one of these goddamn payphones.
Dead silence.
Hello. God, you know what? Fuck this payphone fucking calling, man.
Great radio.
This is fucking garbage.
Yeah, fuck it.
What the fuck? We've been going like 3 hours, so I think we have the right to, like, turn into garbage. What the fuck? Stop hitting the buttons. We're not calling nothing anymore, man. Jesus Christ.
Hey, yeah, let's call that, let's find one of those numbers to that site we started off the show with.
Which one?
From Alt Freaking, the sites with the, let me find it. Let me see if I can find a number for that.
Oh, numbers off of Alt.Freaking?
Oh, remember the guide sites?
Oh, yeah.
Call one of them and ask them if God likes freaking.
Is God's phone number 950?
So
you guys answer any Alt.Freaking questions or what?
There's nothing really good there. Apparently, not there. Remember I was talking... Hello?
Sorry about that.
Damn. I was talking about that 866 Miami is... How I posted it on there, and everybody's like, oh, that number hasn't worked for 10 years. Well, of course it works, but not from Canada. And both people who said it didn't work are from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got owned. It doesn't work from Canada. But 866 Miami is, works from anywhere in the fucking U.S., so. If you don't know what your ANI is, call it up. Motherfuckers. I could look at my phone book and find some numbers.
You don't have a phone book.
I got a phone book, motherfucker. You can get voting information. 800-367-8683.
Call it up.
I don't need any information. Like, how do I fucking register to not vote? Can you do that? We can call up Yankee Stadium.
Ooh, they're no way going to be there at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning.
They might be practicing.
Junkies and crackheads will be there at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hunts Point Market.
That's our target audience.
Let's call it.
It is.
There.
I wish there was a payphone there. There's never that many hookers, mostly crackheads.
Whatever, crackheads are good. We'll talk to them.
Oh, we used to talk to crackheads for like fucking 20 minutes.
Dude, that would be good stuff.
We used to just fucking pull over right up to a crackhead and be like, yo, man, where's the hookers at? And they would always just be all cracked out, be like, huh, what'd you say, It's pretty fun. If you're ever in New York, be sure to visit Hunts Point Market at night. and be sure to park your car and get out and walk around. It's a wonderful, nice, brisk walk, you know.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, around Yankee Stadium at night, bad fucking news.
That's beautiful, bro. That's like fucking... It's beautiful. Luxury apartment building.
Okay. Yeah, everyone who's going to Hope, go to fucking Yankee Stadium at night.
At night. Oh, hell yeah.
And wander. Don't hang around the stadium. Just wander into the beautiful neighborhoods nearby.
Yeah, there are wonderful historic neighborhoods in the Harlem. It's beautiful there. That's where, like, I drive through. I pull up to a fucking red light, and a guy tries to sell me coke.
We'll take the camera, and we'll film some stuff there.
And like us getting shot. Fuck it.
Yeah, dude, we'll go to some bad areas in the Bronx, but we're not going to an area that's that bad. Fuck that.
Nah, man, I've been to worse neighborhoods than that.
Oh, yeah? Like where?
In Brooklyn. You're telling me that shit like fucking East New York or fucking Bushwick isn't worse than fucking Yankee Stadium?
You want to look at the statistics online right now?
Well, I don't know. I know that I'm pretty fairly sure that everything I mentioned are impacted areas, as they like to call them. You can look at the statistics. I'm telling you, man, because there's people walking around in East New York and shit ready to kill you. But in Yankee Stadium, they're, like, just hiding behind the bushes. There's not as many of them.
I'm pretty sure that the Yankee Stadium precinct has more murders than
really?
Bedford-Stuyvesant and all those.
Do people still drag race down there?
I don't know.
They used to drag race down there a couple of years ago. We used to go down there all the time.
What, on the concourse?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
lots
of fun. I don't know if that shit happens too much anymore.
Really? No fun. It's a good neighborhood. I used to go through it all the time.
Well, we'll rent a fucking Hummer or something like that and drive through there.
Man, that's how I used to. If I was driving down in the city, that's how I would come back. I'd drive up fucking, you know, up 2nd Avenue. I take the fucking, the 145th Street fucking bridge, if that's what it is, right over the fucking into the Bronx. Drive up Hunts Point Market, get onto Interstate 87. It's a good neighborhood. It's like fucking, you don't have to go out of your way to buy coke, you know what I'm saying? Just stop at a light and some guy offers, and you're like, yeah, I'll take some coke.
Not bad.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about?
It only happens when you're on here, Nat Theory. It was going pretty good until you got back. Then we started talking about Yankee Stadium, bad neighborhoods, and getting shot in coke.
Yeah, please, fill me in. What were you guys talking about while I was away?
Oh, we were doing, man, we were op-diverting and fucking...
You were trying to op-divert and it wasn't working.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't fuck around with these two-way radio phones that they got, these newfangled cellular things. I'm not down with them. They don't let you op-divert. Operators always got. They always like, yo, I don't want to deal with you. You're on a cell phone. You're on a real phone.
You only recently upgraded from the tin can and strings.
You know what I'm saying? That worked good, better than VoIP.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
It did. It's got a long string. Maybe you could get Snake. You get some of that fucking 10 million feet of fiber optic cable. And just connect the tin cans with that shit.
Yeah, just run that shit straight from house to house.
Oh, yeah, with tin cans on the end.
Like some old fucking baked beans and shit. We won't even get good cans. We'll have, like, the most expensive system.
Leave them with the wrapper on it, everything.
Fucking dried-ass beans stuck to the can.
Store brand.
To cut your ear because it's all fucking jagged and shit.
Yeah, you leave the lid halfway on there.
That'd be some good stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. That's the system of the future. I mean, since, you know, they had landlines, which worked perfectly well, you know what I'm saying? And then they got these cell phones, which they don't work really well, but you can carry them with you. And then they got this voice over IP shit that you can't carry with you and doesn't fucking work. I'm thinking they're just really downgrading everything. So, I mean, tin cans and a string is coming next. That's voice over tin can.
Voice over vibrating string.
Oh, yeah. It works. You know, actually, people say that shit works. I've tried it before when I was, like, a kid.
That shit don't work.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Every kid tried that. That shit didn't work. The only reason it worked, or you thought it worked, is because the string was so short and your friend was, like, close enough that he actually heard you talk.
Yeah, like 5 feet away. You know, we never really set up, like, 800 foot of string.
Yeah, if you remove the cannon strings, he still would have heard you because you're in the same fucking room.
Hey, next to each other. That shit doesn't work, man. I don't know where this mythology comes from. It's like modern day folklore. I don't know. Somebody has to find the fucking where that they came up with that.
The physics behind it is sound. You should be able to hear, but come on.
Physics is flawed, man. There's a lot of things in physics that just ain't right. And sure as shit, fucking two tin cans on a string doesn't work.
I think it's just not quite a good medium.
Well, tin cans, I mean, you know.
Maybe it depends on the string. Maybe you use some fishing line that's equivalent to, like, fiber optic or something.
Yeah, maybe you need some fiber optic cable in tin cans.
It's basically what you're using now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. No, mine's a plastic can.
Copper.
Well, no, they don't got copper in New York. It's too old. The system's too old. What do they got out there? You're still here?
Oh, they got brass.
No, bronze.
Light string.
Iron. Oh, fuck. Wow, this show is sucking, man. This is just like a conversation now. Whatever, we're just still recording. I think we're just going to fucking keep recording. You know why?
Yeah, noticing that.
Just so people would dial up so they could fucking take like 4 days to download this shit and fucking the whole thing sucks.
I thought it at least had some humor value. I think it was at least funny.
Yeah, well, you know, people want the info. They always give me shit. Yeah. They're always like, yeah, you got to be less funny and more info. It's like, motherfucker, what do you want me to do? You want me to tell you fucking everything I got? I'm sorry. We're going to run out of information real quick. Some shit I like to keep to myself, you know?
We could just ruin the whole thing by three-waying, like, you know, 20 different error messages at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like some error messages. I could actually, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to look through some numbers here. Actually, you know, Doug, are you still on here? Guess not. Maybe we could just three-way the regular cough. I don't know if anybody's on there. This is the all-nighter, as a matter of fact.
Doug is at his NAMBLA meeting.
It starts pretty late out there, I guess.
Well, 3-hour difference.
I think Doug might be too old for those NAMBLA guys. Hey, can you ever hear their voicemail, NAMBLA?
No, I can't say that I am.
Oh, man, they say some crazy shit on their voicemail.
Well, dude, let's call it right now.
I don't know the number.
Dude, fuck that. I'm not calling NAMBLA and having that shit on my phone.
I call it all the time. Oh, wait, I mean,
Hey, is there a 1-900-NAMBLA?
Wait, Doug, are you back?
Yeah, by the way, Nat is dropped. He said he didn't want to interrupt the show.
What do you mean?
He's going to bed. He just didn't want to interrupt the show saying he's going to bed.
Damn, fucking Nat.
I told him. I was like, you knew. Just tell him you're going to bed.
Yeah, Doug, you got the number for NAMBLA, the 212
no.
number?
No, I heard what you guys were saying, though. Hold on.
You don't have... Go get it, man.
Come on, Doug. It's in your personal...
Just Google fucking NAMBLA number and just go to the first freaking site. It's in a bunch of lists, man. It's probably in, like, the phone loser shit. If you Google phone losers NAMBLA, the first hit will probably be the number. You probably won't have to go on the page. It'll probably be right there in Google for you. It's 212-something. What are you dialing? You have to dial in directory assistance or something?
Operator, you're going to have to know.
We should do that.
Man, that payphone's still busy.
Dude, we're not trying to call payphones anymore, man.
I was talking to Mickey earlier, so just...
Dude, we're moving on, baby. NAMBLA. We're off of NAMBLA now. That's the topic, current topic.
Oh, we have covered everything in this show.
I found it.
All right, good. Somebody call this. 212.
It's 212-631-1194.
All right. 631-1194, let's get it on the line. I want to hear this greeting.
All right, I guess I'll do it from...
voiceover TV.
I'm spoofing your number, of course.
We're going to hear, like... Yeah, you better not, because I'm going to say some shit.
No, the 484 default, dude.
All right, spoof 484 default, because I'm about to say some shit here. All right. Shut up.
Voicemail system of NAMBLA, the North American NAMBLA Love Association. NAMBLA is a political and educational organization now in its 23rd year. We believe that relationships should be judged on the basis of whether or not they are consensual. We have consistently spoken out against coercion and violence in any form, and we support the right of young people to make their own choices without state interference. We support legal changes in accordance with our views, but the organization does not break the law, nor do we advocate that others do so. This is a voicemail system, so there is never anyone here who can take your calls live. If you need information, send $1 in a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 174, Midtown Station, New York, New York, 10018. You can obtain a sample publication for $5 U.S. All mail sent by us will have an address as previously stated. An alternative and free source of information can be found on our website at www.nambla1.de. That's www.
Yeah, of course it's in Germany.
Yeah, it's got to be in DE.
NAMBLA1.de, as in David, E as in Edward. Notification should also be sent in writing to our P.O. Box. If there is an overriding need to have someone call you back, please state slowly, clearly, and audibly your specific question, your name,
okay,
phone number, including area code.
I got it.
And the time to reach you. Arnold Schoen or his designated representative will attempt to call you back as soon as possible. Be aware that we don't call pagers or business numbers. If we reach an answering machine, we will ask you to call again. A return calls block caller ID, so if your phone rejects such anonymous calls, we will be unable to reach you. If you would like to join an organization which speaks out for the empowerment of young people and against the society,
we should own them.
Shut the fuck up already!
Dues are $35 U.S. for residents of North America.
Longest message.
US, yeah,
right.
Send them.
I'm going to make default this long.
Thank you.
At the tone, begin recording. Press 9 when finished.
Okay, yeah. What I want to know is, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, seriously. Why do you like fucking little boys? Is there something wrong in your head? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Go for little girls. I mean, seriously. I don't even have to say that shit. But if you want to call me back, you can reach me anytime. My name, which I'm going to say slowly and clearly, is Prescott Peterson. That's with three N's. And my number is on your fucking caller ID. You sick goddamn motherfuckers. I mean, see, what do you guys like to do? You like to stick your cock in little boys or something? With, like, where do you fucking come off with that shit? Seriously. Anyway, catch you later there, fucking retards. Later.
To review your message.
That was it.
To re-record your,
yeah,
message.
Yeah, because I don't want to threaten them.
To review your message, press 3. To add additional comments to the end of your message, press
3. Here's my additional comment.
Press 8. To send your message and exit, press
9. Send it.
Message sent. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, Stank, I can't really, I'm not going to threaten them. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know how many calls they probably get like that? There was, we gotta think of something funnier to put on.
I can't.
Have to do
what?
Is
that dude that mentioned
the
his name, you should leave a message saying, ask if you can have his son's phone number.
Yeah, right? That would be good. You should have said something.
You need to send them the, you know, you need to make it sound like your call's legit, and then just give them the number of an anti-trap that you can get the...
Well, see, that's the thing. They said they'll call you back, right? So all I'd have to do is give them, you know, a K7 voicemail box, and it'll catch their fucking A&I, and then we'll just call them non-fucking-stop.
Yeah, exactly.
As little boys. We'll have Doug call them and be like, hey, I'm 15. What do you want
to
do?
Fuck you.
You have to be like... 10 or something.
Well, see, the thing is, I wanted to fucking threaten them, but I can't. You can't do that shit.
Call and go, my name is Bobby. I want to take a big cock in the butt.
Wow, you fucking do that really well. Like, you know,
that text is not available, so how about you?
I'm serious, though. What's the deal with this shit? You know, I remember back in the days, I first heard about NAMBLA from Howard Stern. So I want to, you know, of course, thank Howard Stern for fucking opening my eyes to this fucking sick shit, right?
Shout out to.
But this was a long time ago, and I mentioned it to a friend of mine, and he thinks I'm completely bullshitting him, right? This is a long time ago. We were probably like 15 or 16, you know, like just a little over the age for prime targets, you know what I'm saying? But he doesn't believe me for shit, and I'm like, nah, dude, it's this thing, NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Us. He's like, dude, no fucking way. You're bullshitting me. He goes home, right? Goes and talks to his mother about it. Well, sure enough, you know what his mother fucking says? Yeah, Decoder's telling you the truth. As a matter of fact, there's a professor at a college out somewhere in fucking Long Island. I forgot where. Hempstead or Huntington, something with an H. Some professor there, well-known member of NAMBLA. I'm like, what's that guy doing in a college? Guy should be at the fucking elementary. He should be at the kindergarten.
They're too old in the college.
Yeah, you know, it's like, what the fuck? And I don't know how the people get away with that. Like, seriously. I just, what the fuck? What the fuck? Seriously.
Call him back and ask him for methods or something.
Like, well, I mean, God, what are you... I should be like, no, this is Michael Jackson.
I need some help.
I need the assistance of your organization.
Well, I'd say definitely after the show we set up how we're going to own them.
Oh, yeah, it's easy. We're just going to call them up. Hello, my name is fucking Johnson Merriweather, and I enjoy the company of little boys. And you can reach me anytime at 206-984-FUCK. And they'll call me up.
Saying, go through with it. Set up the voicemail and everything.
I have a yeah. They'll just call me up, and they'll leave a message, and sure fucking sure as shit, I will have their number.
And that, we'll see, you use that on the next episode. You follow up for a part two.
Exactly. Part two of NAMBLA will be next week. So if there's anybody out there who's still listening to hour three of Default episode 19, next week you will be getting a number where you can reach people at fucking NAMBLA.
Like a telethon, except we're not fucking getting any money.
Yeah, right. Well, all I know is that I'm not going to do anything threatening, but hopefully, you know, I got some listeners out there who are just going to throw caution to the wind and just do it and call them up and say how they're going to kill him or something.
Good killing, good.
It is.
Leave a message and ask them where their FTP site is.
All right.
Ask them where you can download pictures.
Who has who got the fucking balls, no pun intended, to go to that site, nambla1.de?
Not happening.
Yeah, me neither, man. I don't want that shit on my fucking computer, let me tell you.
Dude,
what does it matter? Fucking, I'll check this shit out right now.
You're only going to go to it because you've been there like 12,000 times. It's got like
It's already in the cache, dude. I don't even need my machine online for it.
What are you talking about? That shit's your fucking homepage.
Actually, it's got something in German, and it's got the not sign, so maybe it's shut down.
What the fuck was that?
Nine? Yo, Doug, can you stop playing the Michael Jackson soundboard? At least get a good soundboard, like the Lucky 225 or the Majestic soundboard.
Anyway, it looks like their site's dead.
Nice. Wait, did you put NAMBLA the number one?
NAMBLA1.de.
Yeah. NAMBLA 1, the digit, yeah.
Why don't you try NAMBLA O-N-E?
Doesn't work.
And at one!
So their shit got... Their shit is so fucked up it got shut down in Germany?
Is it
in Germany? I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
All I know is I thought that shit was all fucking well and good in Germany.
I don't know. I don't understand German, so I can't tell you what it says.
Well, what does it say? Read it.
No.
Why don't you copy that shit and paste it into fucking Google and translate it? This is why we have computers, man.
That's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Oh, okay. That's going to come back with, like, no little boy pee-pee.
What the hell?
What is it? You know, it should have, like, the thing. If you go to the KMFDM website and you try to right-click on anything, it just gives you, like, the little gray box that says 9.
Call them and leave them a message and tell them that you agree wholeheartedly with all of their sentiments and you think that they should add bestiality in with it.
Yeah, it's like, because why just leave it with underage boys? I mean, underage male, like, animals are kind of left out.
NAMBLA DE is running Apache 1.3.26 on Solaris 8.
Really?
Yep.
And it says some shit in German with a big 9. you know what I bet it says? I bet it says some shit like, you can't view this shit from the U.S.
Probably 9 is probably like the age limit. You have to be 9 or less.
Yeah, right, 9. Not the number. you know, any work on that, deciphering those fucking things, that cuneiform over there and out there?
Yeah, it's taking me a little while. It's, every fucking word is like 10,000 letters long.
What is that shit, in Sanskrit? I mean, doesn't...
Well, you can't cut and paste it either, because it's an image.
Oh, well, you're just having to sit there and type it out? I bet if you read it to me, if you could pronounce the German correctly, I could probably get the fucking gist of it.
Well, the translation of the first line, according to Babelfish, says, this internet is not at present attainable.
Oh, well, that just makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, this internet is not at present attainable. I want a reason, though.
I'm working on it. Just two more sentences here.
Yeah, I mean, if it got fucking shut down in a .de, they got to be doing something real wrong.
The second sentence doesn't make any sense at all. It says, visit they this side to one. Okay.
Well, you know, this is the one. You know why? Because German is a really odd language. There's multiple things for words, and it's sometimes, like, if you spell something just with one less letter or a little differently, it means something completely fucking different. What does it say in German on that line?
Hold on a second.
See, I wish I could be looking at this. I could probably fucking pull out half of what it meant.
And then the last
one. Get the English newsletter anyway. Why don't you just grab that?
I don't have the dollar. I'm not going to give them a dollar. What are they going to do with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned that. What the fuck do you get for the... Are they selling porn?
No.
$5 you get the... What the fuck?
I guess the dollar is for the stamp and the fucking envelope and the fucking piece of paper they send you that says, you know, we like little boys, yay.
But they had some for $5 too, he said.
Yeah, there was something else for $35, which I don't know what that was. I think the fucking... It was probably a video, and I don't even want to know.
What?
Yeah, man, I mean, this...
Why are these people in jail?
Well, because it's their political freedom, they say. That they're working to try to change the law, that they believe that relationships should be based on consent and not age. And I could agree with that to a point, you know what I'm saying?
This is why I believe in vigilante justice, though.
Well, I could agree with it to a point, you know what I'm saying? I mean... Technically, yeah, maybe the government shouldn't be telling you the age of someone that you're going to be with. But then again, like, when you got people who are fucked in the head like NAMBLA, they're the one who ruin it for everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
Premise.
I think they probably had no age of consent until some goddamn fucking lunatic decided he wanted to fuck a 9-year-old boy. That's when they decided, oh, well, we need some age of consent law here. There's no laws until somebody fucks it up, you know? That's how laws happen. Some idiot fucks it up and they make a law. Fucking bullshit. Well, we're going to get their ANI, and we're going to give out the number on T-Fall Radio. So, if you're against fucking grown men fucking little boys, then, you know, make sure you stay tuned for next week's reasonable episode of A Reasonable Length. Ah, man.
You could chop this episode into thirds and have 3 episodes for the next month.
Yeah, right. We should.
Take a vacation.
I need a fucking vacation since Doug is just apparently dialing fucking numbers without my consent.
But it's a payphone again. You know he is.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll fucking talk to Goofy. Just finished taking a shit or something.
Yeah. You fucked up my dialing.
How the fuck are you dialing? By talking? What is it? Voice activated?
You're making me laugh, you jackass.
You got VXML fucking dialing?
XML my cell phone, yo.
Jesus fucking Christ.
No.
How come they don't have a NAMBLA for fucking, like the little girl version of NAMBLA?
Well, wait a minute. Would there be a man girl lovers or woman girl lovers?
Well, you had that one teacher. Remember her?
Fucking
her student, and she got he got her pregnant. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, but wasn't that like... That was like a high school thing, wasn't it?
No, she started,
I remember the one about the kindergarten teacher that rubbed peanut butter all over herself and had the kids come lick it off.
Oh, that's fucking hot shit. Where was I?
Yeah, I never got cool shit like that.
Oh, man, are you fucking serious?
Dude, I went to fucking wrong schools. Fucking Amish.
You're right?
Fucking Amish teachers didn't do that shit.
Oh, you went to Amish schools.
Yeah.
God damn, are you serious? Where'd you read about this?
That was like 10 years ago
Hey, Decoder, we got James from Disney California Adventure.
James from Disney California Adventure, are you on the payphone right now?
Right.
All right, well, you're on D4 Radio. You win a prize.
Oh,
well,
great.
What you got to do is next time, are you're near the restrooms, correct?
Yeah.
All right, well, did you just come out of the restroom?
Yeah.
All right, well, next time, because we got a camera in there, we're watching you on a radio station, next time, wash your fucking hands, all right?
Oh, great.
That's fucking horrible. I mean, that's just unsanitary.
Oh, did you see me?
Yeah, dude, we got a camera right in there.
Oh, wow.
Not in the stalls.
Oh.
That would be an infringement of your privacy. Not in the stalls.
I'm glad you caught me on camera.
Well, we got you right above, and we saw you come out of the stall, and we just saw you, like, wipe your hands on your pants and just fucking walk out. I'm like, man, you're going to go fucking... touching the phone right now. The next person to touch it, they're going to get, like, fucking dysentery or something.
And did that turn you on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, yeah. I got a fucking big one right now, man.
You know, I saw that camera, and I thought you were watching me.
You saw me watching you through the
camera?
Yeah! Oh, Christ, man. I guess I'm fucked now.
Oh, man, that was cool.
Go back.
Can we go and do it again?
Oh, yeah, baby. We can do it again. Let's do it, man. Go right back in there.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Do I get a price for that?
And just do it right there at the phone.
Yeah, do it right there. Just drop them. If you drop the pants right there.
Yeah.
Because we're in the fucking van out in the parking lot.
Okay. Wait,
if you drop them, we'll give you a prize.
Let me give you the angle, the right angle, okay?
Okay.
Because I know where the camera is.
Oh, you do? All right.
Okay.
No
ready?
Doubt. Drop them. No, I mean leave them down
here
for 10 seconds. No, you didn't drop them, man. You didn't drop them. You're a liar. You don't win nothing now, man, for lying to me.
Yeah. Oh, great talking to you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Be sure to check out www.defaultradio.com.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You have to rub your dick on the phone next time.
Oh, I already did that. Thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great day.
You too.
And this is the happiest place on the earth.
Oh, I know. That's when you fucking take a shit and wipe your ass in your hand.
Okay, bye, guys.
Oh, no doubt.
That was great.
Whoa.
And he was cool.
Well, we're never calling payphones again.
Are you kidding? Crazy, that was worth it. That was hilarious.
Who the fuck was that? This is why I don't... This. You want to bring your kids to fucking place with that guy roaming around? Not me.
Oh, God.
I'll take a pass on that.
I know, that was pretty funny.
God damn it.
As a matter of fact, that's a good way to wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that's about fucking it.
I think it's as good as it can get, man.
Oh, man, yeah, that was it. That's the ender of this 8-hour-long episode of T-Fall Radio.
Hour?
Jesus.
It's like a fucking Little House in the Prairie marathon.
Yeah, but worse. But fucking...
Is that possible?
Oh, God. Well, that's been it. I don't know.
It's a beaver marathon.
Oh, yeah, that was a good show. Oh, yeah. Fucking Doug, you got any shouts?
Yeah, you should have told the guy to go in there and carve default radio on the stall.
I wanted him to drop his pants.
What a jacket.
And the guy was obviously under the influence of methamphetamines or something, so... But, Doug, you got any shout-outs?
Walt Disney.
Fucking, yeah, in his cryogenic chamber.
And the Tron song. That's playing soon.
Oh, yeah.
Should I play that instead of the song, the closer?
No, you're going to play the closer, and then
okay.
When the closer is over, you should
Which
start
one?
Playing the music right now.
I want a second. You didn't mention the song, so you never mentioned the intro or the outro.
What are you talking about?
For the people. To know what they're listening.
They could look at it, they could fucking know what they're listening to. I don't know. For the intro... 12 hours ago, we played KMFGM, a song called "Fucking Today."
But it was a whole different day, man.
Yeah, right. Yesterday, we played the intro. Yesterday was KMFGM, a song called "Today," and that's off the album "Adios." And the closing song, which Doug hopefully is beginning to play right fucking now as I speak, is off the same album, and it's a song called "Fuck." What are we closing with?
That's all.
We're closing with "That's All," because fucking that is all, motherfucker. And, fucking shit, not there. You got any shots?
Code Monkey, that's it.
Spank Dog.
You know, I shout out every week, so I'm dry, man. I give a shout out to Nambla. I don't know what the fuck to shout out.
Oh, yeah, shout out to Nambla. They love us, whatever that guy's name was.
Shout out to Walt Disney.
Fucking Disney. I give no shouts to Walt Disney.
Euro Disney.
Mickey
Mouse is the best.
Yeah, Paris Disney. Good for them. Nobody goes to it. I don't know. My shouts for this week go to fucking nobody. I don't give a shout to anybody. I give a shout to Doug, to Not Theory, to Stank Dog, to Natus, and to Cessna and fucking Protrax. Even Lucky. And not Tron for trying to fuck my shit up. God damn it. Tron's turning into a Tron again.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
That's it. And that's a good way to fucking close it. And, you know, of course, as every week, every fucking little thing is always on default. Later. Later.
Later.